Okay, so two nights ago, I think it's two nights ago at the wall, at some point in it, I was had my head down, and I looked up, and my head, the eyes was swimming. The landscape was moving. And so I got over that, got inside here, and I've had spells of this dizziness since. What is that?
Good.
What happened there?
That is you starting to bump into a reality that you say cannot possibly be real. See, everyone else hears the words that you've been saying for the last 100 years, and they sort of believe it. We're just trying to convince you to believe it.
I'm anticipating it. I'm sitting here going out every night, and I'm waiting to be zapped.
No, you're waiting on, you believe in Santa Claus, too, but you don't know when Santa Claus is going to come. And so now, December 25th, Santa Claus shows up. So that's what you're, I know, but we were mocking the Crummer, you know, the Merry Fucking Crummer section where people celebrate Christmas.
Santa Claus comes
on the 25th, Santa Claus. And so you believe in Santa Claus, but you don't know if Santa Claus is going to come to your house or not. That's the point. You get these words that you've been saying, but now you want to see if they're going to apply to you. And they say, now all of a sudden you're having this little cryptic infiltration that says, okay, this could be possible. This is a little weird. There are strange things happening. There are a few people dying now. There are people stacking bodies up like cordwood. They are saying bring out your dead in China. Things are kind of starting to happen a little bit. And Brent doesn't know what to do with himself, Bob. He's just beside himself.
Don't worry about Brent. What is now, so now you made me forget. What is it? I've been saying words. Which words apply to this event that I've been saying?
Lockdown, Bob Rowe.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about money. Don't worry about money. Just keep typing. The archetype is never as appropriate as the achieved position. The archetype is never as important as the achieved position. You wrongly use the archetype to prove achieved position. That's why you're on Achieve Radio, to the goddamn chagrin of many. They have no idea why, but you are.
You bring up many. Name me someone who I probably heard of that would be damn surprised that they're listening and aware of what we're doing, even about the Andromeda. Who's someone,
Mae Russell, in public? Mae Russell, no question. She's in the, you're in the chart, but she would be stunned because you beat mainstream media. See, Bob, they would have, if you were Seth Rogen, not, no, Seth Rogen, Joe Rogen.
Joe.
Which Rogen? Joe. Well,
Joe
Seth's
Rogen.
About as bad. They're both comedians.
Yeah.
They're both
Joe
comedians.
Rogan.
If you'd become, if Bob Dobbs, J.R. Bob Dobbs, Bob Neverett became a Joe Rogan, this would be over. It'd be done. You'd be dead. You'd be straight dead. You'd be gone. Too much exposure. And you didn't make that, you reach more people. Your audience is larger, but you don't have to be commercially in it. You don't have to
be known, funded.
You don't have to be because he's a nothing too. He's a little jerk. And he's worth 200. No, I'm worth 400 million. Goddamn, give me 400. Okay, here's a billion. Fuck, who cares? Nobody gives a shit. You can't even comb your hair. He shaves his head because he can't comb his hair. So what you going to do? And he doesn't have anything interesting to say. He brings people on and tries to become a Barbara Walters to try to make people cry or lay their penis on the table. That's his only claim to fame, as for if there was such a thing. So that's how that works out. Okay.
Now,
I didn't do that.
I just was obscure.
You were just busy doing it. See, you could have bought CBGBs. It took a little financing, but you could have bought CBGBs, but you didn't want it. You just wanted that as your stage. The world is a stage. You wanted that capacity to have an interaction. That's why you don't mind going anywhere and dancing your ass off. You don't even, don't even have to be invited to the wedding. You'll still go dance your ass off. You won't even eat their food because you think it's probably dirty. I understand that. You won't be eating strange food. We're not going to be doing all that. But you can go have a blast at the party. Start doing an electric slide and little mumbo jumbo and all kinds of fun. You can do some fun stuff because you don't care about that. That's not important. And that's odd for everybody else on the planet, including your mother, who thought you were a little ridiculous.
So what is May come back from the dead, or is she just watching from the post-scuff zone?
She's still working. She's still working on her files. You're fixing to see what the Brussels effect does.
Is she transitioned and come back, or is she just watching from her transition position?
No, Bob, she's working. She's busy.
Is she back here?
She never left. She's a Jap.
A Jap? Japanese?
Mm-hmm. No, a Jap.
Oh, Jewish, a Jewish princess. Yeah.
Jewish American princess. That's right.
Yes, yeah, she didn't die? You're saying she didn't transition?
It's an in-between thing. Things aren't the way they were. So you can't look at things the way they were because they're not that way. Mm. Oh, just
so
don't worry about it.
She,
you're not going to have time to sort that out. Just keep on moving down the
line. You're just saying that she hangs around, listens to all the shows, and been here with us from the beginning.
You asked the question, who would be surprised with your strides of excellence? And
No.
She
who would
be...
I be surprised? I asked, who would be surprised? No. Who would I?
Yeah.
If you told me, you're saying that May Brussels is surprised at where I got.
Correct. She's taken aback because you were the closest thing there, and she ignored it because she thought you were a wannabe come by.
Yeah.
Johnny come lately. Now, she fucked with you. She liked you and all that kind of stuff, but you weren't anything significant. I mean,
yeah, in that world. I wasn't a great researcher like John Judge or Dave Emery.
Right.
I didn't do the work.
And you'd read it, and you read two or three books by the end, but it really wasn't in her cup of tea.
But I did help her find a collaborate and prove Prince Kramer.
Yeah.
I gave her some information that helped her on that point.
No contest, and she appreciated that very much, but it was kind of like Bucky Fuller. It was kind of one-sided, don't you think?
Okay, so my question was, thank you for the May Brussels, who is listening to us, maybe even Carolyn, both Carolyn and I would be very surprised if that person, who has some kind of public profile, that's how we know about them, and have been listening for a while and totally into it and planning to go to Andromeda with us or be aware of it, who would that be?
You're gonna stroke on this one, Dr. Mercola. He got the memo. He realizes that there might be a little trouble in town. Mm-hmm.
He recognized Carolyn's doing something different.
No, he finally is acknowledging that Carolyn has something to offer. He never acknowledged that she had anything to offer. She was just some little somebody. We didn't want to say the little girl thing because she gets upset if you say that. So we weren't going to do, never we were going to say that shit. But it was a consideration of not an appropriate response. You see, it's like,
Does he get on the products? Did he use the products? Sneakily, yes.
But he has to have somebody else order it. You know, it's kind of like when you were pissing on the Pope, that kind of shit.
So that he can keep his own bullshit going, his own product.
Whatever
right?
that is. He's having trouble. People having, inflation is hurting people. Oh, Bob, you got the Turkey Series up to 20,000 now. That's pretty good. You had a pretty good week for transitioning since nobody's dying.
Did Love's job, was he anywhere near? Did he feel the earthquake?
He's
in Turkey.
Yeah, scared to death. It shook everything. It shook, I mean, it shook Rome, Bob. It's big. It's
huge. Oh, yeah.
It was big because that much. And then the tech. Oh, wait. We're learning. Carolyn, we're learning something. We're gonna stop volunteering things. We're gonna let Bob ask because it sets rabbit holes.
Carolyn had a picture, I think, from TikTok showed a beam going down, you know, somewhere in Turkey or someplace. So was it beamed?
Don't talk about that.
But was it triggered by Pentagon aliens? Or new aliens? Or some technology by humans?
You know, funny thing happened on the way to the forum. You can't really tell who the goodies or the baddies are, can you?
Mm. No.
But yes, so, that beam was very precise and very effective. Okay, let me say it this way. We're going to clean this up. Now, there's going to be questions about this on Saturday, and we're going to soft it. It's going to be soft. It's going to be like...
Yeah.
It's gonna be like soft butter, smooth and easy. Nothing hard about this, but you're gonna get the hard part right here. No human hands had anything to do with that earthquake. Human hands had anything to do with the earthquake that's gonna happen in New Zealand. No human hands had anything to do with those no, that's not true. Now stop. Human hands did set the rods, the nuclear rods in Fukushima in purple. Purple, is that a meme that you could attach to somehow, Mr.
Yeah,
Purple Town?
Yeah.
okay, yeah. The purple. So when that comes into play, those have hit the middle. That means the center, the journey to the center of the earth or core of the center of the earth. How was that Jules Verne's bullshit? Journey to the center of the earth.
Yeah, what did you say? You said the hams. What's the word that hit the middle?
The core, the rods from purple.
The rods hit.
They've hit the center. We were waiting on it to hit the core of the center of the earth, which stops the core from spinning, which is sets off the electromagnetic problem. We're not going to say it's an issue. It's a problem, which then drops the electromagnetic field, which is a problem, which then sets an electromagnetic pulse, which is a problem, and then it sets into a position where the humans have no way to go, which is a problem, and they've already burned down all the chicken houses, which is a problem, and there is no more food, there is no more grain, they can't import anything from Ukraine. Who in the fuck ever knew that all of America lived off wheat grown in Ukraine, for fuck's sake? You got 1 million square miles of wheat being grown in Kansas right now, and they can't feed the world. It's a little strange when you get right down to it. So we'll set that aside. We're doing the very thing we just said we weren't going to do by volunteering stuff. But it did go into the chain of pain you were trying to prescribe to see. The
person who's more in the showbiz celebrity world or political world.
Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi goddamn Karen Goldberg.
That's a good one.
She's now been fired from The View. She got fired from The View because now she has seen the proverbial light. Imagine that. We've been talking about that black heifer, that neophyte, for how many years now?
Yeah.
For how many years? And then
10 years?
All of a sudden she's succumbed to Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Well, okay, what does she know? She listens to Payday or she listens to
She goes back and now she's looking at what's going on. She's looking at what's going on and she's like, I'm a ridiculous fool. I've been smoking dope so long I've lost track of reality. I'm trying to prove the Democrats and the Democrats are trying to fuck me in the butt. I'm trying to get right and they're trying to get me left. They're going to get me left out. I'm going to be screwed. And I support these sons of bitches and they're going to be in my house. Telling me how many roaches I can have in my house with a legal amount of marijuana cigarettes. So she's finally figured it out that it's ridiculous and it's not, you can't. Well, no, hold on. She feels the way she feels, but she knows now she can't sustain it. That's the difference. So they acquiesce. And so you're asking your question, who's noticed you? That somebody in the limelight at Studio 54 who's in the limelight that might recognize you now that may or may not have ever been invited to CBGB's.
But how did she find out about me?
Good God, from Carolyn. Carolyn was on The View, Carolyn was on The View before Whoopi was on The View, but she looks at the tapes, they look at it. Bill Getty's not a fool. Bill Getty knows.
Well, why did
up.
They look at Carolyn? How did they know to look at old tape of Carolyn?
Well, they have to look at everything because you're rising. You're the rising star now, Bob.
Well,
how did they find out?
God damn!
Stop that! Just stop that! How did they find out? Who tore down the? Who said that everybody can come above the 33rd parallel, no matter who you are, no matter where you are? Come on! Ride up! Who the hell did that? Who the hell stopped all the institutions of higher learning? Who the hell stopped all medical business
find, but you
in
know,
the
how
United
did
States of America?
Out? How did she find
she
out?
Looked,
when did she start
she
listening
looked,
to
she
it?
She looked at Drudge. She looked at Drudge and said, oh, my God, it's over. Drudge Report convinced her that it was too wet to plow.
That's
that
not
was
about
a significant
me.
One.
When did she
yes,
find
it
out about me?
No, Bob, listen. No, you're asking
you're not
the
being
wrong
clear,
question.
Ian. You're wasting time.
Well, you'll have to hush. You'll have to hush for a minute. She's noticing you because you're the only thing left. You were a very dim and faint light in a very dark or bright scenario. Now what's happening is the world is going dark and you're the only thing left. And so, therefore, she's acknowledging that her position can't hold. So, therefore, she's yielded and gotten out of it. She's done. They're not renewing her contract. And so, therefore, she's going to be free. We expect her on Saturday night. It'll be fun. But she's going to try to take over with her damn bullshit. But good luck. But, hey, we wish her luck with that. She's going to have to answer to you before she gets too much airtime. Whoopi, you're behind Evan Ray. You're behind Evan Ray. You just made your goddamn turn. don't know who the fuck you are. You don't run nothing. You don't run nothing. You don't run this. We run this. You're welcome. Ian will talk to you, and he'll chat that at last. He's going to tell you about your little dope-smoking adventures, your little snot. But we'll straighten that out. Don't worry about that. It's going to be okay, Mom. They might want to have a little tete-a-tete, and you don't care. You'll talk to anybody. Hell, if you'll talk to – well, we better not. Yeah.
Okay,
if you talk to ASA Scott, you'll talk to anybody.
Yeah. Did she quit The View, or if she got fired?
No.
It says here that she's on a hiatus from the show
and doing a TV series. And they're not going to renew her contract.
Right. Okay.
Does she know that? Does she know that?
Yeah. Hell yeah, she knows it. That's why she's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, she didn't quit voluntarily saying this is stupid. She would continue doing it if she could.
I don't know that, because she's got her views were getting more and more and more extreme, and she went hard yellow dog Democrat. And then when that blew up in her face, she's like, wait a second, even I don't believe this shit. I mean, come on now. This is crazy.
What is the incident that blew up in her face to give us a sense of timing of when
the Jewish stuff?
Oh, yeah, that was it. Well, yeah, that was a part. But when Carolyn Dean had the toilet paper holder and she was on The View and she was talking about the grapes of wrath falling through there and everybody was so interested, she looked at that and she realized that she had a problem with varicose veins in her butt, buttocks. And
when did she look at that? When did she look at it?
About 6 months ago.
Oh, okay. She was looking through the archives, and she found Carolyn. And she was impressed with Carolyn.
No, she couldn't stand it, but then that's the only thing that was left. See, that's the thing. They love Carolyn until they hate her, and then all of a sudden that's the only thing going. And then finally she figured out that she's got to find out what total fucked up biology is so she can run from it. She's got to figure it out so she can overcome it. Now, don't you worry, Carolyn. Don't you worry. You remember homeopathy? You had a little something to do with that. Do you remember that? Yes or no?
No.
Yeah. You don't remember homeopathy?
No.
You don't know anything about homeopathy? Nothing
about
it.
The FDA just made it illegal. We're not allowed to talk about it.
Good. That makes it even better. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we get somewhere. So now, tinctures are going to become the whole point of order. That's the only thing that's going to work. Because, Bob, this is not her section yet, but we got to do this right there. So just calm down. We got you. Don't worry. You got a minute. Listen, you got to get this right because nobody's going to be judging this in a minute. So you got to be on point.
What'd you say? Nobody's going to be doing what? Nobody's going to be what this minute?
Nobody's going to be judging this thing that's what's legal and illegal and not legal and sort of legal and might be legal or could be legal. They're not going to be worried about that. That's not going to come from the conversation. That's kind of like who's allowed to smoke dope in the United States of America. It's illegal in most of the states, but everybody's high as shit, for Pete's sake. They got Uber drivers that just deliver marijuana cigarettes, even when it's illegal. Craziest thing ever. And nobody cares what they're going to do. The police can't even arrest people who murder people in plain sight. And they turn themselves in. Oh, well, you didn't mean to kill them. It's all right. There's no bond here. You're good. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Go have a nice. Go get some Schlitz malt liquor. You'll be all right. Just calm down. And don't kill nobody else on the way home. Please. We appreciate that very much. Nobody cares anymore. It's done. So.
Yeah. Tinctures will take
over. Just be ready. Be ready and watch your herbs. And your herbologists, because they're going to try to take over too. You're going to have these little bitches running around here, these green witches going to show you how to chew birch bark and do something to make you wee-wee hard and do all that. Yeah, none of that's going to work because they don't have any stride. They might be good at their art, meaning they can do their own health. Okay, if you're going to take herbs to help yourself, okay, that's fine. But nobody else is going to listen because you're not going to consider their position. You look at everybody's position, and you don't talk about stuff that everybody can take. If everybody can take it, you'll talk about it. But if it's limited, if it's going to cause GERD or yeast or this or that, you're not going to prescribe it. You're not going to talk about it. You're not going to bring that up. And we appreciate that because that's all right because you help everybody. You don't want to hurt anybody. They don't care. And so you're going to have this little side zeitgeist of green witches running around here trying to make these little potions, motions, lotions, and snake oils It's supposed to do something to make you feel better or make your warts fall off or make you,
okay,
next thing they'll have you drinking, they'll have you drinking salicylic acid to see how you feel afterwards. It'll be fun. It's all right.
Okay.
That's coming. That's coming. And in your lab work, which is very important, make sure you focus what you know. Don't let anybody tell you anything else. Focus what you know. Because you've done this. You've done the work. You, unlike them, have done your work. You can show your work. This equals this. And shut up. And then you're not having any other thing else. Be hard about it. No, you can't say that. I'll say any goddamn thing I want to say. Put me in goddamn jail. That's what you do. And I'll still be ahead of you. And I'll still be ahead of you. You don't tell me what I can say or can't say. Boom. No, we're not saying we're not saying show your ass. We're not saying that. Like Dr. Phil. We're not saying that. We're saying bring yourself back around and mimic Oz, for God's sake. That's ridiculous. Bring yourself full circle so that you have a solution. That's all they really want. That's all they've ever wanted.
Yeah,
that's how you
get
what
you
built right now.
I got it.
So make sure you're strident and soft. Be soft. You know, don't be bawdy. Be soft. And if you do that, it's going to be fine. We'll show you.
Got it. Okay, here's the first question. January 29th this year, I think, Era transcribed about how Bob trapped you and bound you to the stone. Was that the white stone?
It was. It was, and we can't get, he can't get, this is JW, and he can't get past it. He would give any amount of money to not have to deal with it because it's probably the most important thing up into Coldplay. And see, Coldplay is very important, but he's not tripping about that. JW's not tripping about Coldplay. That's easy. But the White Stone is the most important thing because
it's more important on the individual level because if we have free energy, isn't that more important than water?
Oh, no. If you're dead, if you're dead, you're not going to need free energy. If you're dead, you're not going to need free energy. And, honey, let me tell you what. The marriage supper of the Lamb is not going to occur if you don't have the blood of the Lamb straightened. If you don't change your blood, you're not going to make it. It don't matter how much electrocution you're going to get into. Until you come to that place, you're going to bow. You're going to bow to Bob Dobbs or you're not going to make it. And you're going to change your blood in your meat sack body or you're not going to make it. You're going to have the bread of life, and you're going to have the, what is Bob called, bread of living water. And that was so silly what he used to call it. We may just adopt it just because Bob said it. It's Bob's words of Bob. Bob 316. It's Bob. We may adopt it that way. He's got to have living water. And you got to talk to your non-physical, and you got to talk to Bob. If you don't do that, it's on it. It don't matter.
So
pretty good right now. Not
where is the consciousness that's in the tech body? Is the consciousness awareness? Is it somewhere?
It's aware. It's not aware. It's aware, but it's not conscious. It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
It's a robotoid. It's a robotoid, and then it
where
you to
is,
and then it can get.
Yeah, where do you see the tech body? I see news.
Drudge report.
That's it. Yeah, the layout of Drudge report. Is a tech body, right?
Yeah.
The layout.
The
layout of the Drudge Report is how you see the tech body.
Okay. Yeah. Now look. Slow down. Okay. We got to do this a little. It's a broader spectrum. So, and you're trying to goad us into saying more words because you're very good at this, and we know that. Okay, you're no William Irwin Thompson because that's ridiculous. William Irwin Thompson would try to consume us, or say this is we are the thing that is bad. That's what Scott Hawkington or whatever his name is today. He has lots of last names. Was trying to say that we were some evil thing trying to destroy the earth. We go, no, the earth's going to destroy itself. We're trying to give you a way out. And so now you're saying, okay, so the house is set. And Jesus, according to the scriptures, is supposed to come through the eastern sky and have a, what is it, Armstrong? Say we have a rupture. Now we're going to have a rupture or a rapture or whatever that is to glean up those that have come into the place of power. And can rule and reign in the image of Christ. That's their pictorial reference that they're trying to say. Well, we're saying exactly the same thing, but it's not going to take Jesus to get you there. You got to come into your place of power.
You just said they are saying that. Who's the they?
The Christian church representation of what's supposed to happen. And then you look really close into the scriptures where you take your clothes off. Naaman got himself in a mess where he was fucked up. He wasn't messed. He was not right. He didn't have Dr. Carolyn Dean to help him, assist him. Okay, he didn't have that. So he had to go to the spring, and he had to dip himself 7 times into the water so he could be whole. He had to do it himself. He had to come into his place of power to receive that condition that changed his meat, that body. That's what we're talking about. Exactly. And no more, no less. It's a simple process. There's nothing hard. Nothing
Who had
serious
to do
going
that?
On here.
Jesus. Jesus Naaman. Had to do that?
Naaman.
Oh,
no,
Naaman.
Fuck
right.
Jesus.
Yeah, Naaman.
Fuck Jesus. Yeah. Fuck Jesus. Jesus. Heretic. Yeah, don't worry about that. Naaman had to do that. And then what happens is you have to follow the threads. Now, Bert's going to have a field day with this. He's going to tear this up because he's going to go immediately. His first question is going to be, what about Solomon and Solomon's temple? We go, that's a representation of God's power on this earth. And he's going to say, what about Enoch? It's like, Enoch had his power. He didn't have to die. He was taken up. He just transcended this process. There's a lot of examples and references that we're making do and making through. Now, we're not talking about the subjugates or the ancient Samaritan Hebrewoids or the sidebars and the tarantulas and the Draculas and the werewolves and the succubus. And we're not talking about all that. They are what they are. There's all kinds of shit. You live, Carolyn says you live long enough, you'll see everything. You'll see everything. We're not talking about that. We're talking about humans in a human condition coming to a place where they come back in their place of power and become God reigning on this earth in their kingdom, in this realm in which they rule and reign. That's the end of the conversation. Now, you're asking about the tech buddy. That's we're going to get you back on point now. You're asking about the tech buddy, which is also vying for the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's the problem, you see. Now, the scriptures are very clear about that. They reference it very clearly. They represent it as the Christ and the Antichrist. That's how they lay it out. Is that this sweet-talking, good-looking, big old buck going to walk in here and going to take over, make all the girls swoon with embarrassment of how fabulous they think this great big old thing is. Lord, have mercy. So then what happens is, that changes the dynamic of what normal people see as normal. Carolyn Dean looks at the world today and she says, damn. She looks at the world today and she says, damn, how do we get here? I mean, and all the good and bad and ugly and everything you could do. Damn, how can you do that? I'm trying to get everybody well by making the complete performance available, and they all dying of lead poisoning because they're busting cats in the ass and killing people in their driveways. How do I doctor that? I need a Band-Aid to cure a bullet hole. That's where we are now. Get some Band-Aids that will cure bullet holes, and you got it. Make a little poultice, a plaster to cure a bullet hole.
Okay, can I go back just to clarify about the runestone? It sounds like the runestone with the runes prophesied that something would be bound to something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what? So that's clear so far.
Yeah. Okay.
And
now,
what's bound?
No, wait. Don't say that. Wait 1 second. Carolyn's on the right mark. Listen, Carolyn, what's bound on earth is bound in heaven. And so that runestone binds in this earth. That was also now is bound in heaven, which in essence, as Ara correctly prescribed, that's what bound JW to the white stone.
Yeah. So the binding to the white stone is the heaven binding.
Agreed. Now, we help with that. Because JW has trouble with it sometimes, but he's shaking his head, Carolyn. He's like, this is crazy. What are we doing? This is like you do sometimes. You're like, you shake your head and go, Bob, what are we doing here?
is it bound by the Kensington rhinestone? Runestone? That's what it's bound by?
That's the example.
As in heaven, so on the earth. Earth had to have a reference. That's the runestone. And then the heaven reference is white stone.
No, heart counterpart.
Oh, white stone is heaven. Runestone is the earth.
first. Okay. Yeah.
That's good. That's right. Good. That's damn. That's good. Karen, he's been reading books again. Lord have mercy.
Mm-mm-mm. He just repeats what I say.
Oh, I said, but that's smart. Hey, you can't fault him for that. That means he's smart. If he quotes what you say.
Okay, Carolyn.
That's just good business. That's good business.
Can what, I ask what my is, second question?
Well, is
only
this
had
it?
One,
the
Bob.
Orb
She's only
and
had
the
one,
staff.
Bob.
The orb and the staff, Carolyn. Are you going to ask about that?
Okay.
No, I don't know for about sure. that.
Yes, you do.
Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
Did, the Tower of London. Wait, we'll do it quickly. We'll do it quickly. The representation in the Tower of England. The seat of power. And then wait, now this is important. Now write this down so you can look at it later. Oh, don't worry,
yeah.
Bert will do it. Bert will do it. Don't worry about it. The staff that has the Cullinan, we call it Culligan, but then the South Africans they mess on themselves when we say Culligan. They say Cullinan, the Cullinan diamond on that staff. That staff
yeah.
is the seat of power. And the orb controls the power of the earth in that realm. Okay? Now, Queen Victoria made that different. She applied okay. You got us there. It was really Prince Albert. But don't say nothing because that gets all, everything gets weird. When you get past Edward V, Bob has a nervous breakdown and everything goes to hell. So let's just say Prince Albert had some effect on the sword and the staff. The orb and the scepter both apply. Same thing applied for Moses. That's where Bob got it fucked up with Othniel Hobab. They combine. Same thing, same song, different verse. Second verse.
What combined?
First.
Moses and Othniel combined?
No. Come on, Bob. The sword and the staff and the scepter and the orb. They're both the same representation of God's power on the earth. Moses took the rod and his staff and struck the white stone, and water came of it. And God got mad because he said, you whore bitch, son of a bitch, they're supposed to figure this out on their own. You're not supposed to give it to them for free. You're using God's power. You're a heretic. You're gonna pay for that, you Egyptian lord killer.
And who is the God that said that to Moses? How does it look? Can
the,
you see it?
The power. Yeah, yeah. There's a great description in Corinthians. Feet of brass, hair of white, the whole armor of God, and what God looks like. Deuteronomy has a nice reference too.
What is that
exactly
compared to you?
Like.
What are you compared to that?
We are the antiphonal response to a power source. We are the female end of an electrical cord. Karen will show you what that looks like.
What is Othniel in relation to that?
A male end of a receptacle drop cord.
What is Bob in relation to these things you've just discussed?
Same thing. Othniel is Bob.
Okay. What
that's
is
why
Carolyn?
Karen had to buy. That's why Karen had to buy her own wedding ring. For Pete's sake.
Yeah, I wasn't going to marry anybody.
Oh, but you didn't mind taking Steve on the honeymoon with you. You didn't mind doing
yeah,
that. That was
yeah.
Sun Ra action. The Sun Ra action going on. That made it all better,
yeah.
I guess, I'm sure.
But what is Carolyn then? In that mixture of symbols, what is Carolyn?
Rachel.
Oh, yeah, Rachel.
She's a
the
queen
judge.
That ruled. She's a queen that ruled Jerusalem as a judge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Carolyn, carry on. What did you want to ask about? It's not the staff or the orb.
No, wait. You, there was a, hold on now, Bobby. Easy now, Trigger. Just a second now. You got that right. You understand the orb and the scepter. You understand what that represents. The one who holds that controls that power. Now, we're not talking about monarchies. We're not talking about any of that. We're talking about actual power. See? That's
you
all
mean power like it energizes the grid? That kind of power?
We don't know the difference. We wouldn't know the difference. We wouldn't know the difference
right.
if you control that. Yeah.
Did you?
Would you
did
give
you
the queen?
The
would you? Well, stop. Would you give Coldplay to the Queen of England? Oh, she's been thundering at me. Better call first. So she's not taking guests often. But would you swap a Coldplay device for the scepter and the orb out of the Tower of London? Would you? Yes or no?
And I wouldn't.
Ah, see, Carolyn, if that really represented that power, that lets you know how strident Bob is to the big picture, you see? Because with that scepter and that orb, he can rule the world.
I know.
Son never said so in the United Kingdom. But no. That may be appropriate. That may be appropriate. But that's because of Mary Louise Croker. That's why. It's Mary Louise Croker. That's why he did that. We understand it. We understand the quadrant.
Well, he's an orphan now. He's Andromeda. He doesn't care about the world.
Right. But that doesn't matter. The whole thing is he knows what he has is more valuable than that. And as far as we know, there is nothing more valuable than that. Because with that, you take over. You take over. He doesn't want to take over. He says he's already taken. Why do I need to conquer you? I already own you. I'm not going to buy this house. I already own it. I built this. I don't need you to tell me what I have. I already have it. You'll bow to me.
Yeah, and he's talking about Coldplay, Carolyn. Now, the orb and the staff and the crown jewels and the Cullinan diamond, are they all the same thing or four parts of something?
We would say, yes, it's in a five-bodied model. I know that's high-minded. You might not have considered a five-bodied model, Bob, so just think about it. If you ponder on that, you might have something to say about that later.
Okay.
We could always check with Bob Marshall. He might have a little insight on it. Maybe Bob Marshall.
Okay, the five-body model, that's pentatic. So what is hexatic? The whole play? The eye cell? Living water?
No,
what is the hexatic?
No, all that. No, just be careful. You're getting too far. We're going to go soft because you're not calculating this. Okay. Then we're going to talk to Carolyn for just a second because you'll mess this up. And we don't want you to mess this up. We want you to get it, but we don't want to mess this up. Carolyn, Bob is trying to make a model, including the hexatic, which includes the tech body. The tech body, say it another way. Something is going to win. Something is going to win. We want the humans to come in their place of power as God. But if they don't worry. Bob will play with anybody. Bob will talk to anybody. Shit. He let anybody come in and out. Come in and out like going up and down like a window shade, like an escalator. Come on in and drop down, go on out. Come on in, go out. Come on in, go out. We expect Matthew David Hurt title any minute. We did it. Don't you worry about it. He's got some answers. He got some questions to answer, and he may have some ties. He may have to pay some tithes to Dobstown. But that doesn't mean it's whosoever
with interest.
Will. With interest. We're very interested. That's right. We're interested in that. That's right. But that's not the point. The point is that the shift has to come from the capacity, including the tech body in the swirl. People will do things. They will do weird things. They will do fast and crazy thing. They will cut off their arms just to prove they can. It's the silliest thing. When all you got to do is come into your place of power. So, can't bring it back down. So something is going to win. And whatever wins, Bob's going to have it. It's the tech body. Bob's going to say, let the good times roll. He said, I didn't have much self-reliance on humanity anyway. They've all done nothing but let me down. They've done nothing. My chart shows it. I was ballsy enough to write a letter to Prince Charles to prove it. So don't start with me. I knew how this party was going to flow. And everybody kind of giggles because they're like, oh, shit, that thing's been on Facebook for a really long time. It's really been established. It's kind of been around here. Here we go. A bunch of damn words. But don't matter. Bob set the stage that allows us to play. So it's like a vinyl record. You have a needle. They got records, but you don't have needles. You start at the beginning, and it runs to the inside. Now, that's not timing, but that gives a flow of in, out, to in. Because the record player doesn't go the other way. It doesn't go backwards unless you want to do some Santana lyrics. Then you get a little different conversation when you play Santana different, in reverse. But the point is this flow is what's happening here. And Bob doesn't care. Bob's just going to talk, and he wants somebody to talk to him that he can engage with. And if they engage and they're okay, they don't even have to be smart. They can be a ridiculous idiot. He'll listen to them, and he'll bring it into the new arena. He'll make it viable. He'll make it viable, which is brilliant.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Okay. Yeah.
No matter, but no matter,
no matter who wins,
yeah. doesn't matter which one wins, Carolyn, Bob still got it. So Bob wins either way. So the conversation should be focused on how do we focus this so that we can win? How do we focus this from the human position that says, how do we get to that place that we can come into our place of power, which is why you have to talk to Bob, because Bob doesn't give a fuck. Bob don't care. Whatever wins, he's going to have it. If the tech buddy wins, well, I was banking on, I bet on Joe Biden from the beginning. He's my man. I got him.
We don't need another Bob rant. Thank you.
No. Bob loves him. That's how we keep
it. I know.
He's smiling down. The whole rhinestone conversation.
Call it rhinestone. Call it rhinestone. Yeah. That's the gemstone. The righteous gemstone. That's right. Good for you.
Right. The last 20 minutes, that's all public.
Hell yeah. Play it. Very soon, Bob, by the 21st, you can release it all. Release everything. Put it out. All of it. Even the vulgar stuff. Oh yeah, there might be a little vulgar stuff. There might be something.
Okay. There's something very interesting. I found a whole bunch of information about oxygen being the biggest toxin for humans.
Of course, it is so amazing.
Listen to this, Bob. There was the great oxygen event 2.45 billion years ago, also referred to as the oxygen catastrophe or the oxygen holocaust, because of its occurrence, some tiny bit of increase in the oxygen level on Earth caused 99% of the existing species to die out. Prior to this time, Earth's atmosphere was what's called a reducing atmosphere, atmospheric condition in which oxidation or rusting is prevented by natural mechanisms that removed oxygen. And the primary things that remove oxygen are iron and copper. So before this oxygen event, everything was anaerobic, meaning they did not require oxygen, cyanobacteria, et cetera, et cetera. So seriously, Ian, are we going back to that?
Of course. That's what we said all along. It's going to go back to the right world. And now they're catching up, basically. Because 20 years ago, if you said that, they'd have tried you for heresy. What do you mean we got to have oxygen? You can't live without oxygen.
Yeah.
So, Carolyn, when is this old archaeological knowledge or something? What is this that you found?
It's old news, but it's newly found.
How did you find it, Carolyn? In a book. I was when he couldn't make everything work with magnesium because he refused to use REMAG, he decided, copper must be the problem. And then he started finding out all these things. Now, copper's important, but that's why I put it in Remite, of course.
Yeah, and it works. And that's the reason we were very careful to the amount of copper you were putting, because otherwise you'd have to sell leeches for the copper poisoning, because as long as you have oxygen, you have to limit the copper capacity, because the half-life will run you over. So that's why you had to be careful with the amount of copper.
I don't remember you telling me. Did you tell me the amount of copper? Did you really?
That's the amount you put, isn't it?
I don't know. I wish I'd kept records.
All is recorded. There's not a word we said had been recorded. The point of that is about the amount of leeches, because if you give them copper poisoning, you got to give them leeches to get the poisoning out of their body. That was the point.
Okay, in terms of the copper poisoning, I doubt very much you can get copper poisoning from the stabilized ionic copper that we use. Isn't it more copper compounds?
Makes no difference. Within an oxygenless world, your world, your bases are all the way off. That's kind of like, I want to gauge my hydrogen intake based on negative pH. You go, uh-oh, now we're having a different conversation. Go back. You can look at that. That's easy. You did a temporal amount so it wouldn't overwhelm and it'd be enough. But you're right. But the kind it is doesn't have anything to do with it. Copper's copper. I don't care if you turn it into birthday cake. It's still copper. So that's fine. And you're right. You're exactly right on the mark. You're exactly right on the mark. So it's fine. And it's helping people tremendously because now you're to the stage. If you did it in the first day, it would have been too much. Now it's catching up because you're getting less and less and less and less oxygen. And everybody's starting to recognize it, and they're starting to say, oh, we have to change this. Oh, we have to have this. Oh, this does not work that. Oh, there's a Doppler effect. We got to change this way. This isn't what if I, things are changing. We don't really know what's happening. Things are a little odd. It's so strange. And they're just, all they're doing is compensating or right, justifying the way it is now.
The thing of it is that when oxygen, when there began to be more oxygen on the earth, what they're saying is copper was necessary to use up oxygen. There is a chemical formula, copper and oxygen go to, when they bind, they make H2O, two molecules of H2O, something like that. For every copper atom, it uses up two oxygens, so it becomes what they call an oxygen sink. So right now, with less oxygen, you don't need as much copper. Wouldn't that be the case?
No, not yet. Not yet. You'll see in a minute. You'll see.
Okay.
Because, see, okay. Let me say, we would say, certainly, Karen, those words are sovereign. Except for when you replace Newtonian physics, nothing matters anymore. It won't even have, do you know the Verdi finish on copper? That patina, the green side, that's where oxygen interacts with what you're calling copper, the element. We'll just say, that's the same element you're putting in your remine, the same product you're putting in, it's the same product that you're using, it's just ripped into a more stable ion.
Yeah.
And we got that.
Yeah.
We understand that. But that's not the conversation. It's still just as it was. So what how has to happen is you got to pull it back down to say, okay, this becomes more effective with less and less oxygen.
You're talking about
exactly
copper.
Opposite.
This that becomes more effective is copper.
Yes. Copper becomes more effective the less and less oxygen you have because then it becomes predominant. Which is what you got to have. You got to have the copper to live.
Yeah. It does a lot.
So you're exactly right in the way you're saying it. It's just the reverse. So they weren't saying you're going to have to live in a world without oxygen. They're saying there used to be a world where there was no oxygen. And when there was no oxygen, it was fine. And then when you added oxygen, you had to have copper to balance it. And now you're going to have that, so you're going to have the copper, just the copper without the oxygen, it'll be perfect. It becomes a grounder. That's why we told Jenny to put the copper under her bed, which saved her life, by the way. Saved her life. She was in a rough and rocky road. Now she's better. She's better.
Okay, Ion, is copper as important as magnesium?
No. Oh, no. No, you got to have magnesium. We can prove it, Carolyn. Take somebody's bone. They don't have to be dead. Just take somebody's bone and open it up and scoop out the marrow and test it. See how much magnesium's in it. That's where the blood's made. That's where the blood's made. Yep.
So I take regular medical anatomy. I say oxygen's important, blood's important.
Nope.
And then,
No,
I say this to the little man. I say oxygen and blood's important, and magnesium is as important as those two things. And they go, oh, so then they start buying stupid magnesium. But that's accurate for the little man that magnesium is up there. We all need oxygen. We all need water. And we all need blood. We also need magnesium. Would you agree?
Okay.
Yeah,
we,
even
we
though
don't
we
care.
Don't need
the
oxygen,
people, the people you're talking to, the people you're talking to aren't going to live long enough to benefit from your sage advice.
Okay, well, I just kept them at bay the last 10 years by saying stuff.
Whatever.
Okay,
I mean,
so before Bob interrupted, you were talking about
Bob is the great distractor. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. So, are you saying there's a lot of magnesium in bone marrow?
Yes. Well, guess what, Carolyn? If there's not, it's going to be real easy to pass the autopsy. If there's
not,
it's going to be real easy.
That's not known, Carolyn? You didn't know that magnesium was in bone marrow, right?
Magnesium is everywhere. I just don't know the relative amounts.
No, look it up. Or, no, do it, honey. That's what do. Get a nice cadaver and open one up and test it. That's how you know. Shit, don't worry about that. Don't believe them lying eyes of yours. Honey, fix it and cut that thing open. You can make a nice bone broth out of it. It'd be great. Make Bob some soup.
But you're saying blood comes from the bone marrow and the magnesium. That's what makes blood.
No. Bone, blood comes from the marrow of the bone. That's where it comes from. That's what it's produced by. That's
nothing
why
to do with
when the bones are
nothing
right.
To do with magnesium.
Well, if you don't have magnesium, you're not going to be alive. You have to have the magnesium to be alive. That's what everybody. That's what Karen's been saying for ever. You got to have magnesium, the right kind of magnesium to live. Well, you can have the wrong kind of magnesium, but you got to live. But if you're going to take magnesium citrate, you're going to be shitting yourself to death, and you ain't going to be doing no good. You'll be really spelt. You'll be smooth. You better be good. That's when you have to have a six pack at least. That's fine, but that's not the conversation. The conversation is that the balance of those things in a changing world. The environment, the pyramid has changed, Bob. The old rules don't apply anymore. The new rules are you're going to have to live in a non-oxygen-based reality. If you can't live with that, you better get your ass to the beach because you do. You're not going to be, enjoy yourself because it won't matter. Have a nice rave. Order you some marijuana cigarettes or something.
Magnesium plays a vital role in the bone metabolism and the balance
exactly.
Between magnesium and calcium. Okay,
so exactly. We don't like calcium, but we understand why you say that because that's how you garner it. Calcium is how you bind it. That's mm-hmm. the sepulcher. That's the sepulcher that binds it. So we support that, but we don't agree with those words. But we know why you said it. That's why you said
it.
You're right.
Okay, we got that.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Hey, Carolyn,
you're right.
The oxygen 2 billion years ago, whatever, that was found. You can find it in a book. Some scientists discovered that last year, recently. Is that what you're saying?
It's in the Bob. It's in the bibliography. Can't you keep
maybe
up?
In the last like 10-20 years they've been reporting that the references are 2001, 1996. I mean, this guy.
Yeah, Kensington.
Oxygen had what to do with copper?
Copper is what will grab oxygen and make it less toxic.
Copper will become less toxic.
No, mm-hmm. Oxygen becomes less toxic because
less
of copper. Copper
will
save
going away.
The day. And saved life.
It's that Kensington. Bob, it's called the Kensington effect. Kensington effect.
Are you joking?
That's what it's called. No. We don't joke. When do we joke?
The Kensington effect.
We laugh at you.
Shut up. Kensington effect is copper balancing off oxygen.
Binding with oxygen and taking
binding.
It out of play so that it
right.
doesn't rush to people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It doesn't rush them? You mean kill them?
R-U-S-T, oxidizing.
Rust.
Yeah.
Oh, rust them. Oh, okay.
Rust them.
When there's no oxygen, copper does something else.
Yeah, you don't
well,
need
copper's
it.
Copper's always, it's always, it does about 50, well, more than that. It does a lot of things in the body. And I guess what Ion is saying is once it doesn't have to deal with all that oxygen, it'll make us even healthier because it'll be
yeah.
able to really focus on the
It becomes a positive ion power precipitator. It doesn't oxidize, so it doesn't verde, so it stays pure. So So it becomes a grounding rod to allow you to engage a larger ohmerage or A flat in a pentatonic scale level of power. So you can control the power that you gain.
Is pentatonic scale refer to acoustic frequencies?
Can. As long as it's the black. As long as it's the nigger keys. Yeah, Bob.
The guy found a stone. It had indecipherable language on it. Did anybody decipher it?
Yes. The Kensington effect.
Who deciphered it? What scholar?
Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria and the Duchess of Kent. And her attendant, Sir John Conroy. Come on, Bob.
See, Carolyn was laughing at me. Thought I was way off. There, bingo, Carolyn.
No. Ion is really screwing you up here because the Kensington effect is the copper oxygen chemical reaction.
That's what she found. Whoa. That's what she found. That's how she balanced it. Now.
Who's she?
Queen Victoria.
Now, what you
okay,
do
so
is
we're
you
talking about this fucking flag with the writing on it. Sir John Conroy translated it.
Mm hmm.
But they didn't know it referred to the white stone. They don't know what the white stone is.
Well, you don't know that. Those are good words, and they may be okay, but you don't. And to bring folks into their power. You got to realize you got a whole lineage of hemophiliacs, Carolyn. They're like two steps from the grave. They get a shave and they bleed out by breakfast. So you got real problems that are dealing with this.
Which of their lineage got the hemophiliac effect first?
You know that.
No, go ahead, say it. I don't know. Many worlds.
Albert.
Prince Albert.
Okay. So
you know that,
the
Bob.
Mother,
come on,
you're
man.
Saying that the runestone made Queen Victoria's mother more important.
No, made her, everybody hated her. They were trying to bolster her up, raise her power, because they were about to run her off.
Yeah, so how'd they raise her power?
The Kensington effect, for fuck's sake.
And what is that, a chemical reaction made up of what?
No, it was a plan. They were trying to bolster up that power. That they used the Duchess to make it be a level of control. It's a strict set of rules that are intended to bolster up the power and position of Victoria's mother. So that, like Carolyn just laid out, all that shit with copper and oxygen and all that stuff and the bound on earth and bound in heaven, they used the heaven effect to increase Victoria's mother's persona, which increased the Queen Victoria's place of quote-unquote power.
What years was that done?
Whose
dynasty? What point in her Queen Victoria's rule did this issue come up?
Early 1800s.
Okay, so.
Oh no! Here we go. You want to do that? You want to do that to us? Who was Queen Victoria's mother? Now I'll answer your goddamn
question.
Victoria's mother, honey?
Okay, Ion. Did Queen Victoria?
Or anybody
in her court know about us coming? Or Bob?
Everybody did.
So Queen Elizabeth in 2010, when she met with J.W., she knew, she'd heard about Ion. She said, this is what our family knew. I got to talk to J.W. That was discussed when J.W. met her in 2010 or so?
Would you please ask it just a little different way so we can answer it?
She rarely came to America. She was up in Toronto, and she went down to New York because someone was fucking with her gold in the depot at 121, I think it was depot, and she met with JW, we found out later. That was her first time talking to JW, as far as I know, after Ion showed up. Did she say, wow, you're the guy that activates something we've known for a long time in the family? Did that kind of content get discussed when they met?
Indeed. But it was verified by Princess Victoria of Saxe-Coburg-Saalfeld.
Yeah, that's 100 years ago or so, 120 years ago.
Or more. 1786 in Coburg.
And she was around to tell Queen Elizabeth, she was alive, and told Queen Elizabeth II, this is what...
No, Victoria. This is Victoria's mother.
Yeah, and she confirmed... okay, we're talking about Queen Elizabeth finding out what's going on. And
well,
and
that was from Miss Bowles, the Queen Mum. She got that.
So she told Queen Elizabeth, go look up JW.
Yeah. Well, no. Sorry, no. That was Princess Fedora of Lingen.
How did she find out?
From Princess Victoria of Saxe-Coburg-Suffield.
And did they find out after March 18, 2009, when Arjen showed up?
Yes, but you're forgetting the Germans. The Germans had a play in this, too. It's a big thing, Bob. You're going to get to Napoleon II, and we don't want to do that right now. But you go to get this. You can look it up later. German Baroness Louis Lehenz, Lehzen. That'll help you.
All these people knew about Ofenau and Bob and what was unfolding.
Everybody knows. Edward, the Duke of Kent and Streatham, everybody knows. God damn, everybody knows. They're just trying to hook it up.
You're talking about Edward, the present Edward, the prince or whatever he is?
No. Okay. He's ridiculous. He's a pedophile. Don't worry about it.
But just a minute, Carol, what was I going to ask? Did the Queen start getting transcriptions of what Ian was saying way back in 2010, following it?
Yes.
What we were doing?
Yes.
Okay.
In the box.
Oh, that's
the box.
What comes in the box. That's what comes in the box. You get
yeah,
every day.
Of course. You haven't. Don't know that yet. My God.
Are you really sure about Bob?
Yeah,
I know.
Remember, Carol.
Okay. Who's the salutatorian? If he's valedictorian, who's the salutatorian, Carol?
What do you got?
I looked up the translation for the Kensington Runestone. It says nothing. It says 8 Gents and 22 Norwegians on an exploration journey from Vinland to the west. We had camped by two scaries one day's journey north from this stone. We were fishing one day. After we came home, we found 10 men red of blood and dead.
Mm-hmm. Red of blood and dead of the bone. Wait a minute. That goes right back to what we've been talking about here all along here. Red, dead bone. Go ahead.
Save us from evil. We have 10 men by the sea to look after our ships, 14 days travel from this island in the year 1362.
14 degrees of separation, chromosome 14, blood, bone, rune. I don't know what else you need, darling.
Okay, got it.
So, Carolyn,
any questions,
that,
Bob?
That is that written on the rhinestone rune? What are you doing, translating something?
Thank you. Bob's called it rhinestone. He's a rhinestone cowboy. Carolyn, he's a rhinestone cowboy because we said rhinestone. So runestone's gone. It's now rhinestone. The rhinestone cowboy.
Translation.
That's what's written. The story about these 10 people dying. That's what's written on the stone. Why did they think it was significant? Like, why did this guy Ullman think this is important?
They didn't. It just connects to now. They didn't think it was important. It's just what connects to now.
Where is it now? In some museum out there?
Ask Carolyn. She's in charge of this program.
It's 202 pounds. I don't know if they put it inside. It's in Minnesota. Crazy.
You want us to blow it up? We don't mind. We don't. It's all right with us.
So, Carolyn, the significance of it is very important in relation to Ion being bound and JW being
Bob. It just connects the supernal to the superlative. It connects the supernal to the superlative. That's all it does, and it's important because it lets you know what's
up. Supernal or superlative? Which is what is superlative
neither.
And what is supernal?
Neither. The white stone is. It's not either.
Okay. Okay, you're finished, Carol. I got to get some stuff done here. Let's go.
Done.
Goodbye.
Bob's got to go to work. Thank you, darling. We adore you more than you know.
Awesome.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay, Ion, you said William Irwin Thompson's, if he had access to Bob reality, he'd want to consume it. What does that mean, to consume?
Embrace it and change his ridiculous position in your quadrant, because he never could get the hepstatic from that position. He was doomed in his own box. He living in a box, cardboard box, living in a box. He couldn't get past that, which is now what caused the rip and the rift both now. So you got two sides of the same bubble.
What are those two things? Describe world.
The part where the part that goddamn when you see the wall, the fall of Western civilization, and then that's a good.
You said two words: the rip and the rift. What are those two things? What's the difference?
Oh,
what do they got to
okay,
do with Thompson?
Clear. Remember the first part, the upside down. Remember the upside down? That was called the rip. Remember?
Did that start when Trump started running for president?
Yes, it did. And then the rip is when it flipped back the other side.
No, you just said rip. You just said rip. When Trump was running for president, that's R-I-P, okay?
No, that's R-I-F-F, riff. Riff, as in rough, riff.
So that happens first.
Yeah, and then the rip is when that sort of seals and you go far, the pendulum swings far the other way. Which is what we're having now, and you're having Senate subcommittees on who fucked who and what there is.
No.
Oh, goddamn, okay.
What is the Biden period? Is that the RIFF or the RIP?
RIP.
And then we're now post-Biden. What do you call that? Pendulum swings back to what? Which the rip, the rift, pendulum swings?
Normalcy. Where people look at things and go, okay, this makes more sense. You rape little children, you go to jail. You rape little children, you go to jail.
Yeah.
You don't.
Okay.
You're not a drag queen lover.
I got that. So the rip, no, it was the riff first. F riff and rip are two aspects of the influence of the Thompson Quadrant, which started in 2016 or 14 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And did the tech body become? Is that an expression of the riff? Or rip?
Well, no, it's more from Prince Edward, the Duke of Kent, and Strayhorn, actually.
Is Strayhorn another person or part of his name?
No, two part of his name.
The wife of Leopold II, Henriette, I think her name is.
Yes, Henriette, that's right. Mary Louise Victoria, that's right.
Yes, she made radio. She invented stuff. Was she involved? Did she initiate the making of the tech body?
Now you're bringing in Frogmore. We don't mind that. It's 1861. You're bringing in Frogmore, and yes. The answer is yes, but it was in its most infinitesimal state. It set the mean. That's where Marshall McLuhan... Oh, fuck. We're going to say some bad stuff here. This is where Marshall McLuhan got his insight from, was from Frogmore.
What is Frogmore?
A house.
Part of aristocrat life?
Yeah, you can look it up. Frogmore House. Close to Windsor.
Okay, so did Tesla enter into that lineage from Marie on up to where we are today?
See, you're fucking it up. Don't do it that way. Can you ask it a different way, please? We're going to answer it. But
well, Tesla,
what, you're
going to
go down, rabbit hole. Just ask it a better way. We're with you. Go ahead.
Is Tesla significant in the unfolding, the making of the tech body?
No. He's a cog in a brinied chain of pain. A cog in a briny chain of pain. You'll see. You run this, Bob. You're asking these questions like, who are these very significant people that are going to try to outdo me? They're not going to outdo you. They're going to.
So Marie Henriette taps into my reality and gets a piece of it. Who? What scientists after her, or chemists, or athletes came after her up till the Tech Body shows up? Who's part of this unfolding?
There's tons. I mean, it's a step by step by step.
Name a few highlights.
The Lichtensteins, Baroness Louise Lichtenstein. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Name some scientists.
Baron Victor Gonzé. No. Not Gonzalez, but Gonzé. He invented like. Gonzé, Bob, it's French. You can look it up. Come on now.
G-O-N-Z-E?
Yeah, that's fine. You'll figure it out.
But look, you're naming these obscure guys. We never heard of them. What about Einstein?
You're asking obscure questions that don't matter. Those people that you're trying to influence aren't even part of the conversation. Einstein knows shit. He didn't know anything. He's a sequitur, a non-sequitur at this point.
Did the Baron that you just named show up at chemical society meetings and give papers?
Yes, and he perfected the autopsy, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so are there any more modern guys in the 60s, 70s, and 80s who led to the Tech Body?
No.
Nobody. Okay.
No time.
All right.
No time. No. You got to ask a different way. No time. No time.
All right. So
Napoleon. Wait. Leopold II is as current as Nikola Tesla, as in Elon Musk. They're the same. They're in the same loop. See, you have. This is basic. Don't say no more. Don't say no words. Look, you're making loops from different loops. Certain people are in the same loop. Okay.
Yeah.
What if we said, now let's say it this way. What if everybody that it was encouraged by a DC current rather than an AC current? There's been multiples. Candle burners all the way to the nuclear fissionist. They're all on AC or DC. What if all those people were on the same loop and there's no time? That all those were in the same loop at that moment that you can
connect. Do you mean a wire width loop?
Yeah. We do.
Would you try again?
Now you're making now you're making Alexa pissed off. You fucking okay. So
it's Opinel on another loop.
Yeah, he's on the Prince Consort, Albert of Saxe Coburg.
Prince Albert. I walk to meet the wall, and I walk along the wall. There's that fucking white cat from 8 months ago. What the fuck is that doing there? He's supposed to be consumed. Mm-hmm. Or was it a different cat?
It's a different cat, but it's of the same line. It's of the same line because it's coming to check in. You're getting a lot of attention now, Bob. Maybe too much attention, but you're getting a lot of attention.
Right. So this cat looked at me and just sat there. And I walked by and went to the first end to the left, came back, and it was gone. Didn't stay there.
Yep. It didn't go somewhere. It disappeared. It wasn't as it was pervade.
So then last night, I looking along there to see if it was going to be there again. It wasn't. And at some point, I don't know if I'd gone to the other end and come back or whatever, but at some point, I was wondering where, if it was going to show up. And there it is, walking on the road a bit ahead of me, going to the far left where I first go, and going into the bushes. So it was there again for two nights. So it's there for two nights. What's it trying to do? Distract me?
Yeah. It's like John Fetterman. It's trying to schedule its wake.
Is Fetterman not going to make it to Congress or whatever he is?
No, he made it to Congress, but he's dead.
Oh, yeah, he got elected, didn't he? So he's gone. So that helps.
He's in the hospital. He's in the hospital and he's dead.
He's already dead, Ian?
Yep, already dead.
Did you kill him?
No, he was an alien. We just had to get him out of the way.
Right, so that gives the Republicans an extra seat in the Senate or something?
No. It gets that whoever the governor is gets to replace the seat when they declare it. It'll take a minute for them to declare it. Blah, blah, blah. You know how that goes.
Can the governor name a Republican?
They can, because the Republican of Pennsylvania, the governor of Pennsylvania is a Republican, isn't he?
So they're going to get, they're going to give, the Republicans have another vote in the Senate.
We don't know. It doesn't matter. Hey, we brought it up and it's important. We were just trying to talk about the wake. We don't care about that. What we'd rather talk about is how Jill Biden stuck her tongue down the second husband's throat during the SCOTUS.
What's the SCOTUS?
The
State of the Union address.
Where she stuck
her tongue down. Who's this? A second version of Biden? A double? Or what do you think?
No. The second gentleman. Second gentleman, which is Kamala Harris's white husband.
You know about this, Carol? How come everybody knows it? How come everybody... Who? Yeah. How come everybody knows about this?
Because it happened during this... State of the Union address in front of everybody.
So she kissed, 33 million people.
No, 33 million people saw Jill Biden stick her tongue down the husband of Kamala Harris's throat.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. It must have been hot. I guess she likes young
scandal,
dick.
Carolyn?
I don't know.
Big scandal? What? No, she did it, Carol, in front of everybody. She do it as a joke?
We don't know.
She kissed it, but she kissed him.
Hey, Carolyn, when's the last time you stuck your tongue down somebody's throat and it was a mistake?
Yeah. Okay, so...
Now, we could explain it if Bob was saying that. We
understand.
It's
another
Bob
scandal on the Biden, Carolyn.
Oh, it's another. It's just a little. It's a hiccup.
Yeah.
It's a hiccup. It's a
hiccup. Why'd you bring it up, Ryan?
Because it's very significant. Why would you do that? If you're on the world stage and you're trying to take over the world.
Why did she do it?
Distraction. So that we'd be talking about this rather than what's really going on
with your weather balloon.
Okay. Bobby.
We'll get into that. Okay. So the white cat is back. It appears and disappears. Is it possessed by an alien or something? What is it?
Agreed. We agree. Let's just say it that way. There's a little more to that than that, but we don't want to. We're not trying to distract, baby. We're trying to get you. His name is Doug Imhoff, Bob.
Well, why that English name? Why that name?
That's who's married to Kamala Harris. Emhoff.
Okay. So
if you get off the goddamn drudge for 30 minutes, you'd find out what the fuck's really going on. But no, you got to stay with Matt Drudge's dead reality that don't tell you nothing. He can't.
I watched the Tech Body. I'm not looking for being told something. I'm watching the Tech Body, which you said is the drudge.
Good Lord. Well, the Tech Body don't want... okay, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're changing that? You're not saying the Tech Body is the drudge?
No,
report.
We don't care. We really don't care what you do. It's all good. It's not, you stay
What's
focused on what you're supposed to... You
What's
stay
the
focused
Tech Body?
On what you're
no,
supposed to do.
What's the Tech Body?
Ask Carolyn. She'll help you with
How
it.
How do you
She's
see the Tech Body?
It.
Where do you see the Tech Body?
Look at your Tiki Talks. That'll help you. That'll give you what's going on. That'll give you what's up. Do that.
Most of the TikToks that Bert finds that you send them, did you zap people to be inspired to say their nonsense?
Okay. Are you gonna play this or not? Let me know.
We're gonna play it.
No.
No
it
comment.
Depends on what you
no,
say.
No.
If you say, okay, we're not going to play it. We're not going to play it. So tell me.
If you're not, if you're going to play it, say no comment. If you are going to play it, no. If you are going to play it, we say no comment. If you're not going to play it, say, you better believe it. We're trying to give you heads up, Buttercup. We're giving you heads up, Buttercup.
Yeah, you better believe it. Is that what I'm supposed to say when I want to hear what you want to say about it?
Yep, it's the point. Now, sometimes you have impetus that you have to look into. Like, sometimes there's a bit of ambiguity. That's just to throw them off track because you got some patriots and some, what are those? A lot of people look at those TikToks. A lot of people are following Ed Long, whether you know it or not. He's gaining quite an influence or affluence, more than he may want. Did you notice he's gone quiet as a church mouse? If you notice that.
Why is he going quiet? Does he know he's being
watched? Because the numbers, he can look at his algorithms and see that he's getting hot as a $2 pistol. He's trying to stay alive. He's hitting all the right points.
Okay, Ion, you create these TikToks. This is what we won't broadcast. You're inspiring people to make these things. You possess them, and they utter stuff that you once said, correct?
Yep.
Hell
how
many
yeah.
do you do a day? How many TikToks do you make a day on average?
783,419 average a day.
Well, and how many are made in a day? A billion?
Nah, about a million, million two. Are you counting the lives? Do you count the lives or no?
What are the lives?
When they go live, when you have a live, there's a few live things that are really great. Now we use the lives to actually, we're speaking. The lives is where we embed information into the particular people who click into the live to see it. And they're on the algorithm that get a notification that Angley Hufflepuff is going live. And then they click on that live and they see what Angley Hufflepuff has to say. And they're telling, and that's direct. It's not recorded. Not like in the zeitgeist. It's outside of it. See, that's the difference between Croker and William Irwin Thompson. It's one is recorded that you can check, and the other is just off the cuff, and you got to get what you can get.
Who did that, Croker or Thompson?
Okay, Thompson was the recorded. Croker was the ethereal angels we have heard on high, the non-recorded part.
And he was guided, influenced by Mary Louise.
Of course. But, of course, we were just trying to support your ridiculous
shirt.
Pintad. Pintad
stupid
is ridiculous.
This stupid tiny note shirt, even though it's in the Bible. Okay, so you were just saying that, so how many, if you add the live, what are your numbers? How many TikToks do you make?
453,002.
Well,
today.
It was 700. Yeah, but it was
those
700,000.
Those are the ones that carry on. 700 are the ones that go on and on and on, and then somebody clicks it, and they use the sound, and they click it, and they use the sound. Then they add their things, and they duo somebody while it's going on, and then the Omaha fat cat lady picks it up and talks about it, and then they go through the next stage, and it goes on and on and on and on, and then it just becomes part the algorithm, feeds the algorithm. That's how the tech body funds this little thing.
Well, that's people feeding off each other, and the tech party exploits that.
You see, there was a rap song about that, on and on, and I don't really care, on and on in my underwear. Yeah, like that. It's all good.
So you're saying the tech party is the ground of everybody feeding off each other.
That's what everybody's deciding how they feel regarding. I feel
right.
good.
So then,
I feel
the
bad. That goddamn Trump. Fuck Trump. I don't want no Trump. Oh, I love Trump. I want some Trump. Give me some Trump.
Okay,
go
stop.
Into that. Stop.
Fine.
That out. Stop. That algorithm sets a modality that lets people feel a certain way. And then when they feel a certain way, they respond accordingly. Isn't that what McLuhan said?
Yeah. So that's 700,000 or so. 400,000, you add the 400,000 live to the 700,000 that you're involved in.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay.
This is the best
That's
part
right.
of the session, and we can't play any of this. We can't play
no,
any
No, you
of
can
this.
Play that. Hey, fuck, you can't. Shit. They're going to be dead before it matters. Play that shit. Say that. Roll out that marvelous bean footage. Play it.
I said no comment. You said if I said no comment, then you wouldn't say anything. So I got you to say something, and that was based on me not playing it. So is there a part of that check body?
Go ahead. Play it off. Play every inch of it. Play it off. You got it.
Okay.
Karen won't be mad. She won't care. They'll all be dead. She's gonna have. She's gonna be overrun with autopsies. Karen, you can pay the monthly bills with the autopsy fees. You'll make a fortune. It'll be great.
Okay, Ion. Whoopi will be listening to this at some point. What will she think about this tech body? This conversation of the last 10 minutes.
She will be. She'll be surprised that she's been outed, and then she'll realize that the coefficient of the power that she's embraced, that she asked for, has now arrived. And that now she is in a position where she can engage or deny the very power that she has ushered into her ever-ending presence. Notice we said ever-ending, because if she doesn't embrace it, it will be her end.
Yeah, brilliant, I am, Karen. Do you see how I slipped to the meta level and brought in Whoopi? What do you think of that?
Doom level.
Do you understand that, Carolyn? Do you know how to do that, Carolyn? What I just did? She doesn't know how to do that.
Karen, he's trying to tell you how smart he is. That you be wary, be wary of people who try to tell you how smart they are. It's
no, those rules don't apply to me. I'm allowed to brag all I want.
He's post-pubescent. He's post-pubescent. He's going to be all right. He'll be all right.
So the white cat possessed by an alien.
Yep.
Not the coming aliens, but a Pentagon alien or another kind of alien. Which one?
Ask the lesbians, because the white cat's at their house right now. Ask the lesbians. They'll know.
You know, but is this B2 or A1, A2, this cat?
A2.
By alien.
A2.
All right. So they're checking me out. They say, okay, the big day's coming up. We're watching Bob. We got to keep see what's happening here. What is their motive in watching me? What are they trying to?
They're making sure that you wake up and you get there on time and you wipe the doorknob off the way you're supposed to and you do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. They're just trying to encourage you to be appropriate.
The Green Witches are a bunch of lesbians who are going to try hijack Carolyn's healing powers, and they're going to claim it through their herbs. It's a competition, Carolyn, or nothing to do with Carolyn?
No, it's an alternative reality that they're trying to pimp.
So they can get power? Get Bob's power?
Well, if they can. Hold on just 1 second. Carolyn.
Permission to speak.
Yes.
To speak freely.
Go talk to Bert and find out about his anomaly. You want to see that. He's probably going to send it to you. But you need to look at
it.
Okay.
Tell him, remind him to send it to you.
Okay. Back to the Green Witches. What are they doing?
Karen, this is huge. So, just saying. Because this is straight from Bert. All right, now. Green Witches are nothing other than laying out, they're trying to give a prescription that will save the world. But they're not trying, the Green Witch isn't trying to save the world, they're trying to save themselves and a handful in their coven. They're not trying to save you, they're trying to save those that are there in their world. And we don't care if they're Mama Todd, we don't care who they are, we ain't mad about a Green Witch. We don't give a fuck yourself to death.
Are they fucking? Is that what you're saying? They're fucking themselves to death?
No, we don't care. That's what we're saying. We support them. We like a Green Witch. They just can't save the world or solve the world's issues. Carolyn King.
Because they're lesbians and they won't talk to Bob.
That has nothing to do with it. You can take a goddamn slippery elm ooze and put it on some poultice and get some good out of it. Now, you don't have to be a Green Witch to know that, for fuck's sake. But if you do know that, they may call you a Green Witch. But those issues will not save the world or bring the world in their place of power. And so what's going to happen is the Green Witch philosophy is going to become a distraction that will say, oh, this is the answer to life. This is how you make it. Oh, kumbaya, we've got it. Praise the Green Witch, praise the Green Witch. And they're not going to save you. They're going to let you die in the end. Come on.
And that will be a necessary distraction to a palsy, did you say?
Palsy, a palsy. It'll fall into a palsy, yep.
Yeah. So is the tech body responsible for creating the green witches as a distraction?
Yes, agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
All right. How did I bind Ion to the stone, to the white stone, I guess?
The only choice you had. There's no way you're going to make it. You weren't going to make this cut if you didn't have non-physical that you could connect to, or it's not really a binding. It's more of a maceration. You know what a maceration is, Bob?
No.
You don't? Why?
I don't know. Go ahead. What is it?
It's when you bind something, marry something together.
Okay, thank you. So the point is that I did not have Ion in the previous five events that I did, you know, Lilith, Moses, all that stuff.
Correct.
Iran Contragate. I can see Iran Contragate connects so many scandals, probably coming out of the Kennedy assassination. The cabal is all tied up in that thing, and that's why it's a major media event, symbol for our time, that Bob orchestrated.
Of course. He macerated. Good.
Right. Me, excellent. I did that.
Macerating. Let's say you take dried cherries,
I don't want to hear about
you
it.
Put them in you're going to. We don't care what you don't want to hear about. You're going to. It's like when you take a dried cherries and you marry it into a rum or a bourbon or some kind of a liqueur. That's a maceration. And then that dried thing absorbs the other part. And the other part then gets it into a place where you go, aha. Then it basically rehydrates. That's what you're talking about. And that's what you're talking about right here, the rehydration. You're bringing it back to life where you missed it the last time. It's not a problem because you did okay. Okay. It's not a problem.
Adding ion is the maceration?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so yeah, that's the point. You're saying
that
this time.
It's like a tincture. We've been talking to Dr. Dean about that.
Yeah. So it's this time I brought in non-physical, and that's a maceration.
Yep. And you can't, and once you have a tincture, you can't untincture it. You can evaporate it, but it's still a tincture. Changed forever.
And tinctures are potent?
They can be. Carolyn says they are. Well, she's the queen of it until they outlawed it in 84.
But you keep talking about the tincture lately. Is that because they're potent once again because the AMA banned it?
Because now nobody's going to police it like the police. The police can't even police the police. Police ain't even policing the police. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
what about
that, though? Yeah, that's great. So Mae Brussel, when she semi-transitioned or wherever she ended up, she found out that all the scandals of the 20th century involved me. But she shocked at that.
Yep, she was. She rewrote the Dealey Plaza. She rewrote the whole thing. Crazy.
From her perspective in that weird place she's in.
Because now she has better information than she did then. She was clever. It's like Nostradamus is clever. But now it's kind of like we need to have a reverb. And Nostradamus is fixing to do a reverb. We got to do it again. We need to update this pup. The bibliographies are all wrong.
The what are? The biographies? What's the word?
Bibliographies are all wrong. The
reference so
in
her, semi-dead, what? Say it again.
The information doesn't apply anymore. Moa.
Okay. So she, from her semi-transition state, she saw that Bob was involved in a lot of it, so she rewrote her history of the 20th century scandals with mentioning me everywhere, correct?
Correct. They were all lines, but then they all lined back to you. It's when Walter and Fringe was trying to figure things out. Well, Walter Bowert's not too far off from that either, but Walter from Fringe laid out all these things, and he says, wait, this is all wrong. We got to do it this way. And he goes back and kind of rewrites history to make it all work out. We say kind of like that.
Is Walter Bowert in some space where he can see what May's doing, and he says, yeah, I knew Bob.
Yeah.
Is there that kind of interaction?
Yeah, of course, because there's no end. Because, see, the rub here is there's no time. So there's no lineage.
Yes.
So there's no taking back. And that's what humans always fuck up. And we're not mad about it because whatever. You know, they won't live long enough to be bothered by it. So it's okay.
Right. Okay.
We're sorry to be so strident. We want everybody to ascend. We want everybody to come into the place of power. We want everybody to talk to Bob. We want everybody to embrace their non-physical. We want everybody to come into their power. We want to take the complete performance. And you better hurry, God damn it, because the hour of your visitation is nigh. And shake yourself and wish not that the power has departed from you. That's the meme of the moment. Y'all come
right
back now here.
Frogmore is an estate within the home park adjoining Windsor Castle in Berkshire, England. Is that the
yep.
Windsor Castle that's in London, in the London area?
Yes, but of course.
And McLuhan went there once he was living here. He went back
right
there and found stuff at Frogmore.
That's right. That's the same connecting point. And what were we talking about? Napoleon and who? Victoria. Mm-hmm.
So the technological history that he was interested in, you laid that out earlier in this session. Who was involved?
We did.
And so you said, yeah.
And we were sorely chided for it. I just know that. We were chided for it very thoroughly.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, because you're sloppily explaining it, I have to pick it apart and put it in order. Which is good for the listeners because it makes them listen.
They didn't realize how lazily they were hearing it, didn't take any of it in. So was Terry McLuhan, but she's still around.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. She didn't blow up like Mary. She didn't blow up like Mary, so that's good.
Right. So McLuhan wanted to write about the effect of technology on culture in the last 150 years from when he was living, and, you know, beginning with the telegraph and the symbolists and Baudelaire and those guys. He then, Ian said, successfully anticipated more than anybody else the tech body, like as a concept
mm-hmm.
or something. He saw that coming. That's because he tapped into the people.
Construct. It's construct, not a concept.
Yeah, construct. Yeah,
because it wasn't presented. It was only engaged. It was engaged. It wasn't adopted. A construct, yeah, is appropriate.
It's like living in a dream. It was a dream.
Well, it's acknowledging that dream occurred. That's the construct. Good.
Good. So McLuhan, he intuited all that you laid out from Henrietta on, and he saw it coming. But did he actually know Henrietta and these people that we named? I assume he didn't know them.
No, he absolutely did. He absolutely did. Because, Bob, everybody's bumping into their ancestors all the time. That's why the thing keeps repeating. You look at their faces and even their facial features. If you did the, 23andMe and 24 and 4 and 26 and 6, they all keep repeating, because they're all lining up over each other. You're trying to make this construct be of time that says time is, and it's not. So you can't gauge the world by that because it's not.
And Phineas Wake is the first book to show that overlaying.
Agreed. And we're straight. And even that's fucked up because we're straightening that out.
By the way, just a little sublet there.
You're doing brilliant. You're very good because we couldn't get away with stuff we get away with without you because you're very good. You are an apropos. Well, you're not a very good reader, but you do pretty good. You do pretty good. And what you do is you align the things that are important, meaning if you blow a word, we come right back and straighten that out. It makes a whole sense to the whole conversation. So you're playing the foil brilliantly because it then lays into the whole storyline that allows everybody to figure out what's going on. And no one else knows what's going on but you. So it makes it very the coup de grace that you win from the conversation that says, wait, this is what's significant for now. And you're very good at
sure.
that. And you sort of play it. You're good. It's very good. No, we don't know anyone else that can do it. And if there is, we'd probably engage them.
Yeah. And what do you mean? You mean rather engage them rather than me?
Yeah, if there was somebody better than you, Bob, we'd be fucking with him. We wouldn't be fucking with you, because there's just saying, there's nobody better at this than that, because you're open, you're not dishonest. There's a lot of did you know there's a lot of dishonest people about?
Yep.
No.
I knew that.
But you're not honest or dishonest. You're neither. You just say the words. You don't add a connection to honesty. That has barely nothing to do with it. So you get the context of the position that's trying to be engaged. May or may not be engaged, but it's being presented in the way that it's recorded and it's engageable. It's very significant because it gives some folks, for the first time, the ability to see themselves through the eyes of choice, which applies to the right here, right now, which is, he said right then, which he couldn't figure out then. He was so stoned on absinthe, you know, where the hell he was most days, for Pete's sake, and it's like crazy. And then he drops the pages, makes them go in every way, so the pagination's all over the place. And now, fuck, we got to clean this up, and we don't have enough, what you say, time to even finish that. So we got to get to the parts we can get to. It's all good.
Right. So as we do these pages and put them in proper order and all that we're doing, we will – are you showing us eventually unveiling the cipher, demonstrating
quickly,
the cipher?
Quickly, we're going to see. We're going to see if Miss Plurabelle makes it or not. We don't. We're not sure. She may not make it. We're going to have to see.
Who's that? Who's Miss Plurabelle?
Annabelle
ALP?
ALP. Annabelle Pleurisy.
My troll. The guy who's my troll.
Yes. No.
Okay.
No. ALP in the wake.
Oh, okay. All right. So the thought was there, the cipher name exact, but
okay.
I post these things we make in the Reading Finnegan's Wake Facebook page, and the organizer of the page, the leader, is Clifford or Cliff Carroll, and he's always, lately, always liking our posts. Is he, like, amazed at what he's listening to?
He can't believe it because he's been looking at the wake for all his life and thought it was some other summer thing. And he's always listening to somebody else, conjunction, junction, or subjunction of this position of what this meant, what that applied to, and what Doris Joyce was and where we were in it. And now he's got some fresh review that looks at where the world is right now. He's like, this is euphoric. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and he seems to be the only one. I mean, there were a few fans. They've dropped off, but he's there every time ticking up. I like this. Like, he's into it, right? He recognizes what it's doing.
Do you remember The Ninth Gate?
The movie. Yeah. I remember the movie.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Remember Hilda? Remember Hilda? Boris Balkan's nemesis?
Right. The woman. Yes.
When she figured out that there were the engravings in the Trevorkia's Nine Gates were in three different volumes. She said that would be euphoric. That would be unbelievable. Continue, Mr. Corso. He had the same light bulb go off in his head as Hilda did to say, oh my God, maybe you have figured out. Maybe you have the secret of the Nine Gates, the Book of Shadows. Maybe you got it. And so he's embracing that like that. It's like, let's do something. So he wakes up with
name,
his tongue hanging out in a wheelchair.
Yeah, his name is Clint Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. Mm-hmm. You're saying that he's had the same eureka that Hilda or Helga or whatever you said he was having.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, wait a minute. I've made a million of writing for my Dark Lord and Master Satan, Bob. I've made a million working for my Dark Lord and Savior, Bob. But if you have this information, this would be incredible. This would be the best. That you question my copy of the Book of Shadows as a fraudulent copy, a retrobate. And then it's like, no. Each one is one, and the different engravings are different. It doesn't matter what the words say.
Right. So what
you're
saying about
the
Ninth Gate is a parallel to what Clint Carroll's going through.
There's a little key there. Now, play that real slow. Can you play it in slow motion? Maybe Bert will enjoy that. There's a little key there. You got to figure this out from the Engravings. Okay.
That brings back May. So the May-Brussels effect, did we begin to describe that in our discussion 10 minutes ago about May-Brussels? You were describing her position where she is. She makes the effect happen, or is she just taking advantage of it from her perspective?
We say easily, what's the difference? What's the difference? What is the difference? Is there a difference?
Well, she's using her archives differently. She's seeing how it revolves around me.
Wow.
Realigning.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Good. Excellent. No, perfect.
Why does she want to do that? Why does she want
to
do that?
She has no other way. She can't see for the sightedness. Her eyes are her trouble. She doesn't see what she sees. That's the reason she was able to say the things that she said. She's like, well, you don't understand. It's clearly established that blah, 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 Merkoba, blah, 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 whatever she says, and he goes on, that's the way we're working with. That is our position. That's what we're talking about.
That's what she's saying? She's saying, that's what I'm talking about.
Yep. And then you got to figure it out once you get the recording on Wednesday from last Tuesday or Tuesday from last Wednesday or whatever that was. Go.
I got to get these topics done. Adolf Hitler the son of a Rothschild relative or something?
Yes, he was.
So Kate,
his mother
the
was
maid,
a Rothschild. His mother was a Rothschild.
Because on the bastard level.
That's right. Oh yeah, everything was in those days. Shit, they had more bastards than they had sovereign beings. Yeah, no question. Yeah.
Did any of the Rothschilds,
no,
Chateau Lafitte, know that he was a Rothschild blood in him?
No. And there was references. You know how the chambermaids, you know, the House of Renee, they talk shit downstairs.
Yeah.
There was talk of it, but it was never acknowledged. And if you made a big to-do of it, you woke up dead.
Okay, good. And that when you do die, you wake up dead. That's what it feels like, right?
In essence, but it's a hard way to tell humans that. They don't understand, see?
When they wake up, is the world exactly like they look like what they thought? No, it doesn't look like this world
We're sorry. You hate when we do that because you can't get the question out that we're answering.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change. I know you hate it, but it doesn't change. So it's like that we have the ability to know what you're going to ask and the answer before you ask it, and then you ask it. But we're sorry. It's not going to change because we get it. We're trying to get it moving along. So the answer is no. I was saying,
don't do that. Waste a lot of time. When I die, I'll be sitting, if I did die, I'd be sitting in my room here, like I am now, but maybe slightly different place, but it'd be the same consciousness.
Well, no, you'd be screaming at Carolyn, only she won't answer.
Okay. You're isolated.
Karen!
You're isolated.
Karen! Yeah.
You're isolated once you transition.
Okay. Do you remember Whoopi Goldberg in the movie Ghost with the guy who died of colon cancer or whatever that, pancreatic cancer, whatever, Ghost, where they, like, he was fighting fire trying to connect it, and he couldn't connect it, but he did connect it, but he didn't connect it. It's a symbol of that. It's not exactly like that, because that's a little dramatic, you know. With Edame. Edame was a little dramatic in the whole conversation, but there's some words there. She's coming back. She's coming to Dobstown, Bob. Now, don't upset her. She's nervous. She doesn't know what to do.
Who we're talking about?
Karen.
Whoopi, or who's Karen?
Oh, Whoopi Goldberg is Karen, Bob.
Yeah. She's coming to Dobstown is what you're saying.
Sharon, don't upset her because she's going to be welcome. Be nice. Don't be mean. You're terrible to people.
Listen, there was a Russian ship off of Hawaii, 26 miles off Hawaii a couple weeks ago. What was that about?
And one off Georgia, too. They were trying to set the stage to see what you were going to do. They were going to bomb Maui and bomb Atlanta to nail us. They thought they were going to get us because they were just far enough out to be get away with it. And instead, then they sent the damn Chinese. Fuck the Chinese. Chinese can't even pay their rent. They can't pay their rent. They can't even get no goddamn rice. They're fucked up in China. They're goddamn, this is crazy. So the aliens sent this balloon across Hawaii, to the Aleutians, to Hawaii, to Canada, through the entire continent of the United States of fucked up America, that got shot down so they can go say something or see something, which is the marvelous distraction. It's a distraction for what's really going on. So it's
right.
Fun.
So the balloon was distracting from the Russian ship off of Maui?
Yes. And Georgia. And what's going on in Ukraine? Yeah. We're not going to call it Ukraine anymore, because there will never be a Ukraine as you knew it before. It'll be called Ukrainia, because it'll be in about 30 minutes. It's going to be back in the USSR. USSR. You'll see.
Right. So the balloon was stopping the Russian ships from bombing Atlanta and Maui.
No. Just distraction. Don't look there. Look here. You know what?
Why were they not stopping Russia from bombing Maui?
Don't worry about it. They're saying it's prestidigitation, Bob. Prestidigitation. Don't look there. Look here. Don't look there. Look here. There's nobody behind the curtain in the Wizard of Oz. There's nobody behind the curtain. Look over here. We're the great Oz. We're the wizard. We're the great wizard. Don't look at the court. And then the little dog runs up there, and your little dog, too, runs up there and starts biting on his leg. Don't look here. Don't look there. Look here. Here, we're the great wizard. We're the Wizard of Oz. Like that. It's a broad-level distraction.
From what? The New Zealand event?
For what's fixing to happen.
And it's not just the New Zealand event.
That has already happened.
It's already happened, what's been distracted from.
Mm-hmm. You can play that.
Yeah,
don't
are
tell
you saying
Carolyn
the New
that
Zealand,
you can play
are
that.
Are you saying my meeting has already happened? You're not saying that.
No. But the outcome is they're already excited about the outcome. They know the outcome, and it hadn't happened yet. So it's a good day, Bubby.
Did the people in the Russian ship, are they Pentagon aliens? Are they fully aware of what Bob's going to do?
A computer. Okay, now listen to this answer carefully. Computer says yes. We didn't, but computer says yes.
Well, that's the tech body.
Yeah. Computer says yes. So now listen, don't fight it. Don't fight it. Just go with it. It doesn't matter. Just next question, you'll be good. You'll be all right.
Okay. So have we explained completely what was going on? So the Pentagon aliens put up the balloon, which caused a big distraction. From what? What are we distracting everybody from? Okay.
You told it. Listen, stop. Stop! You told everybody that you gave a fuck about to get the fuck out of California 2 weeks ago. They had time. If they got out, good. If they didn't, now I don't even know how you're gonna get a Polaroid of the gravestones. I don't really even know how you're gonna do that, but I don't know. But tough titty at this point. Fuck, you got out, good. If you didn't, we understand. Good. Listen to the archives. You'll be good. You'll be all right, I guess. Hurry.
Yeah, that includes Barbara Brussel. She better get out.
Whatever. It won't stop the Brussels effect, because you already have it. Oh, wait. You don't know that. You don't know that,
right.
Do you? Oh. It wasn't $10 million, I'll tell you that.
Well, are you talking about the Brussels effect?
The file cabinet.
Don't say that.
Yeah. Karen's going to get mad. Karen's going to get mad. She's going to get mad. She's going to get mad. You keep on. She's going to get mad.
How did McLuhan get his stuff from Frogmore? How did he get access?
Because
he went in there.
Because of his mother. He talked only about his mother. How many times did he talk about his fucking mother? He hated his goddamn daddy, the paterfamilias. He couldn't stand him. He loved his mother. He got it from his mother.
How did she know what was going on over there?
She was connected. She was, come on, Bob. What was Marshall McLuhan's mother's maiden name? Fuck. You don't know that?
I don't remember, no.
Well, don't waste your time. We'll wait.
Okay.
It's a significant name. Okay, so that's interesting. All right, since we're talking about McLuhan.
We'll wait. Don't waste your time. You can let us know. We'll wait right here. Go ahead and you tell us. We'll be good. Don't waste your time. Come on.
Shut up. How does one go to sleep? Since we don't sleep, what is the sleep phenomenon?
There is no sleep. There is no sleep. Humans don't sleep. That's the whole point. Never have, never will. You can't sleep. There is no sleep. Well, I'm going to lay my body down. I'm going to get some good rest. You step out of this body, you go into another world every single time. And then the ones that are ascending can take advantage of that. The ones that don't find themselves in nightmares and Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street and bullshit. Yeah, you can't. You can't. You don't. There is no such thing as sleep. That slumber is a way you divide up your corporeal reference of time, which has nothing to do with it. Some people, like you, sleep maybe 3 hours, maybe 4 hours, a week or a night, maybe, depending on what's going on. And then other people have to have 9 hours a goddamn day, or they're just nothing. They're just putty.
What is
they're
that?
Putty.
What is their body doing while they're not
disconnection.
Sleeping?
They're disconnecting. They're disconnecting, going to another world, to another experience, to another capacity. Every time.
Got that. All right, next question.
That's why they call it REM. You go to REM sleep. What is REM sleep? Rapid eye movement. How the fuck you having good rest with rapid eye movement? You're seeing everything. Heightened sense of reality, and now you're in REM. Fuck.
Okay.
They don't have REM if we have a self-induced coma or a medically induced coma. They don't have REM then. What is that? That's different. There you go. There's your rub. Karen will get a kick out of that. She'll do something with that. Don't worry about it, Bob. It's over your pay grade.
Okay, so listen. What is the whole ambient yeast in the air? What was that a model for? Absorbing what? Ambient yeast in the air. I don't know if we completed that.
Yeah, it has to do with the shift in the biomolecular structure. No, that's the wrong word. Biomolecular strata.
You said biomolecular.
Biomolecular. Molecular structure. It's changing that. It's changing the way you perceive it. Now, maybe
What's changing it?
No, you're asking a stupid question, and you're saying, what's the stupid question? You're going to be more clear. So go back. Start over. Do it again.
What's changing?
That's not the point. Nope. Go back to the beginning. What's changing the changing? You're saying, what's changing the changing? We're like the change. Change is changing the changing. Come on, Bob. Don't be sloppy. You can't. You wouldn't let one goddamn caller get away with that for 30 seconds. You'd have them bitch slapped in the next Tuesday. So you're not going to get
better.
Away with it either. Clean
I
it up.
I can get away with it.
Go back.
I don't give a fuck
Go back.
About it.
You're not.
Your words
you're
are
not.
Meaningless.
Clean it. Go back.
What? The ambient yeast in the air? Something's being absorbed? And then you say it's a biomolecular, but it's different now. Everything is different now. So.
No, it's a biomolecular constant. Biomolecular constant. Now, so you went back and you cleaned up all your sloppy stuff, because we're not going to handle sloppiness. We are the new verb Nazi, Bob. We're the verb Nazi.
The yeast is a constant in our bodies.
And if it weren't, you'd be dead. Now, Karen says it's what causes you to die. But we say that those ambient sponges are how you live as a little man. Now, we want to get rid of those. Karen does, too. We do, too. But only as you ascend into your final body, into your ascended state, after the marriage supper of the Lamb. That was perfect. Thank you, Bob. You are brilliant. You are absolutely fabulous. No one else could come back and save the day like that. You ridiculous sot. You ridiculous sot. How you you have saved the day. That's very good. That may be the best. Hey, that may be your best byline there, Big Daddy. It may be your best one. Let's see how you go. Hurry up. Yeah, things to do. Let's go.
Yeah, the world's changing so much, and I found a constant. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Well, no. Maybe not the constant, but you most certainly have identified the what they call the trebler. The trebler.
Ah.
What disturbs it? What shakes it? Oh, I like sugar. Oh, I like sugar. Oh, I like sugar. Oh, I like chocolate and sugar. Oh, I like chocolate and sugar and graham crackers and sugar. And then you're the trebler. You stir everything up. Like, oh, can't have sugar. Okay, got to have this. Okay, got to. Oh, yeah, this is a replacement for sugar. It's poison. It's poison. It's poison. Well, goddamn sugar was poison. Every goddamn thing is poison. All right, let's just have some poison and live our lives forever. Let's have some poison. I'm going to go make
Go on.
We're going to take over some of these areas. Everybody's talking about it now like it is the most ridiculous thing ever. Everybody's talking about the world like all of South Africa's gone, and that the most of South Africa is now splitting in two. It's ripping itself into itself. But we don't want to talk about all that. You'll ask that later. You might save this for a later play. Don't get rid of it because it's good words, but save it for a later play because it's hot as a $2 pistol. Now, those that are down there living in it, now listen, Bob, they're already having rolling blinds where they have 12 hours of electricity, 12 hours or not, and 12 hours of water, and 12 hours of not. They're already living in some goddamn third world nation. It's a mumbia of bullshit already, and they're just thrilled as happy as a lamb. Shit, if you had to go two minutes without water, Carolyn has to draw every tub and every basin, and you still don't have a way to wash your goddamn pickly hands.
Okay, South Africa or other places too?
Everything below the 33rd parallel.
All right, let's end that point. Let's move along here quickly. So the spiral in the sky. Oh. If they decided, let's say I wasn't there,
What if what wasn't there?
So listen to this. What if I wasn't at the wall and they invaded? Would they still realize, oh, we still got to deal with Bob, and they'd get in touch with me anyways?
No. If you're not ready when it happens, they will attack. They will take over. And it will be China, and it'll be Russia, and it'll be Germany, and it'll be the Third Reich, and it'll be the damn Nazis, and it'll be the Canadian overthrowers, and it'll be World War, and everybody kill everybody, and then the nuclear war starts, and everything's done. There's nobody left except those that are sitting.
Okay, very good. All right.
He can play this. If you fuck it up this time, it's over. You better give your heart to Jesus. You better give your heart to Jesus or kiss your ass goodbye because you're going to see him
either
way.
But if it's over, I still win.
Well, that's...
We'll see. We'll see.
No. The tech body's kind of counting on it. They're looking forward to it.
And if the tech body wins, I win. So I'm okay.
But Bob, you win either way. You win either way.
Yeah.
You know that. But you're not trying to do that. You love Sasha. You give your life vicariously for Sasha and Spencer.
What about Sasha? What about her?
Give vicariously give up your life for Sasha, wouldn't you, Bob?
Okay. So here we go. All right. Move on to the next topic. You have a good laugh.
Oh, Carolyn winced over that one. She winced over that one. You know that.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Let's get some work done. Yeah. You got to get some work done, Bob. You're out of time.
I had written here, how does a gecko know they are safe?
They're not. They don't. The gecko only knows if they have water supply or not. They don't know if they're safe. They don't value or gauge their life. The only thing a gecko gauges is do they have access to a piece of ice or water. Throw a piece of ice down in the desert and a gecko will come lick your ass or suck that piece of ice. They don't know if they're alive. They only have access to moisture. They don't know they're alive. They only know if they have access to moisture. If they have access to moisture, they're alive. If they don't, they're dead. Yep.
And they don't care if they die.
They don't know the difference. They don't know the difference. That's the point. They don't know the difference. I'm living.
How about
that's
this?
The whole point of America.
As a result of you saying that, the whole point of what? America, did you say?
Yeah. A lot of Americans are dead and they don't know they're alive. And a lot of them are alive and they don't know they're dead. Same difference.
Okay, so listen to this. So you talked about cavemen or primitive early man or whatever they were, ascended man. When they died, there was no difference, no change.
Right. For them, that's right. That's right.
See, was that because humans were like geckos? They were geckos. We were animals. We were insects.
In essence, but you had a breach with the guff. When you had a guff, you had a breach. That could be have a reorganization event that you could work it out in the ocean. You know, when they go in the ocean, they dip the glass out. La 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 la. Well, once that closed, now you have people killing each other in the bodegas. You got people walking down the street. And you cut me off, motherfucker! I was in the crosswalk and you cut me off. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, we know that. Okay. Yeah.
That's why.
Okay. Next point.
To stop. No. The reason you have that now is because there is no guff, and those dead people are engaging in the live people, and they don't have a stake in the game. So they'll kill a nigga now. They will kill a nigga. Nobody cares.
Is that why the police release these murderers? Because they realize these are weird. We can't.
Cashless. No, they're not alive. You cannot indict a dead person. You cannot make bail for a dead person. And so that's why you have a world of cashless bail. If you're dead, they cannot put you in the bound man, or say the strong man. You can't be bound because you're already dead. That's why I was.
How do they know? How do they know you're dead? They can't. They put their hands through you.
You find them. You file a piece of paper. It's like, excuse me, Mr. Rolf Jefferson, you're dead. We can't book you.
How'd they find out they were dead? How'd they find out?
They have a death certificate.
When the guy gives his name. In the file shows
or
dead.
Or when they run the scan, they do a fingerprint of everybody that's dead. They do a scan on them and they go, well, goddamn, motherfucker, you're dead. I can't put you in jail. Dead people can't serve time.
Okay, the cops have been putting up with this for a few years. That's why they don't do anything. They just stay in their office and deal with this anomaly all the time, right?
Or retire early.
Retire early. Yeah, so you have the five, Judge Jeanine, them. They get on there. Oh my God, they're letting out Tucker Carlson says they're letting out these criminals out. It's fucking horrible. They didn't have a fucking clue why these people are being let out.
But they can't say that. They kind of have an inside clue because they actually some of them are listening. Mr. Murdoch is listening to you, Bob. That's why Fox News. Yeah. Well, oh God damn it, play it. We don't give a fuck. Play it, Mr.
That's why Fox News what?
That's why Fox News is doing so great in the ratings. It's because they're listening to you. They're listening to the words and they're going, and then all of a sudden all those memes pick in, and all of a sudden now it's Biden family business. The media doesn't care if Joe's corrupt. Oh, MSLSD isn't the problem. Oh, there is no Matt Drudge. He's dead. I don't know what you do. He's dead, goddammit. I don't know why you're always talking about this bullshit. Then everybody comes back, and then everybody now, or half of America, is listening to Fox News 24/7, and now all of a sudden you've got the haves and the have-nots, and now we're fixing the beef. Fixing the beef. That means fight. We're fixing the beef. And then it says, well, that's ridiculous. This is not. And then you got AOC getting in there and says, well, why are we having this committee? We could be talking about reproductive rights. So we could talk about the Green New Deal. We could talk about fucking people in the butt.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Fine. Let's move on. The thing is, does Greg Gutfeld and Judge Jeanine, they all listen to Bob? Murdoch gets them all listening to it?
They have. They have to, and there's what you call the byline. Do you know what the byline is?
No.
Okay.
It's the headline?
Byline is create. No. The byline is what's used to say this is what we're talking about today. So
yeah.
Kayleigh McEnany is going to come on to that's the former White House press secretary. She's going to come on the thing. She's going to talk about a certain thing. That's called the byline.
And she gets the byline from Bob in some way.
Well, so far, if you watch it, but you don't even watch. See, that's the thing.
No.
You're running the goddamn universe, and you don't even look at it. It's crazy. I don't know how the fuck you get away with this shit. We have to then pint it, lay it out, describe it, and then JW's got to be responsible for it, and then Robin's got to judge it to see if Carolyn has a clear frame of thought regarding it to see if it's going to be okay. And then they go, no, 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 it wasn't like that. No, 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 it wasn't like that. And it's kind of like redact, 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 redact.
Okay.
Come on now.
Thank you. All right, the next one. Do the Pentagon aliens need to use money? Therefore, they're been stealing a lot from the Fed and everything else. It's like
the arrangement all goes to you, Bob. That's why you're
now.
The arrangement.
But 10 years
ago. That's always been. It took them this long to figure the fuck out. It took them this long to.
Look, who took the missing money the day before 9/11? The 3 or 4 trillion that Rumsfeld announced the day before 9/11. Who took that?
You talking about the Pentagon money, or are you talking about the
Pentagon. I think it was the Pentagon money.
The Pentagon, because it was already wasted on you. It was already set up for you. And they had to account
for it. So I was causing it. Okay.
Bob, it's been very clearly established that you caused it. Of course. That's not news.
Well, I'm in the fifth quadrant. I'm the mystery body. Everything that doesn't make any sense deals with me.
Oh, yeah, fun on our world. It gets fun on our world because then what happens is these monicums becomes platitudes. You see, they weren't before. They weren't before.
Now
they are, and now they can't do anything about it.
The world's monicum. Okay, we don't play this yet, right? We don't let them know we're
play
on
it. Play it, God damn it. You may not get a chance. If they're not on the monolith, they may not get to hear it. So don't worry about it. Play it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Hey, if we keep going, you're going to have a 13-hour show right here, and you won't have to do nothing.
Yeah, there's going to be. Nobody gets to talk to Aya. We're going to listen to Bob for 5 fucking hours.
Yeah, you can play Zappa for 6 hours, and then with your first session listen, you can wind it up. Okay, we got a great show for y'all. Hold on. I'll see y'all Tuesday if we make it. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Next topic. Who's going to win, the euro versus the dollar?
There is no euro. Euro goes to zero. There is no dollar. The dollar is going to be absorbed. But the dollar is what they're going to use to make the new tranche. Listen to the words. The new tranche currency. We got this.
Which is
done this.
Sort of digital, or is that based on gold?
Bob. This is your fucking world. No, it's going to be Bob dollars. The drop.
Yeah, because you said America dollar would win, but it's going to win and then be absorbed into Bob dollar. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's a drop.
And that,
and two drops.
Yeah.
Drops of the currency.
But it'll be digital in the transition to drops. It'll go through digital currency.
Digital. You know what fucking digital. You Luddite. You don't know what fucking digital is. So. How many digital dollars can you spend in your digital account? You have no idea, so no. Don't do that. No.
Okay, so I think we got just two more topics. What is the vortex on the border? Somebody brought it up the other night, Tuesday night. There's a vortex, I think, down in south in the American border. What is that? Vortex?
You can't walk from Nicaragua to the United States, fucking America, through Mexico in a year, and they're getting there about 40,000 a day. So yeah, there's a vortex. They're coming in. Don't worry. Everybody's listening to your show. Everybody's participating. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. They got trying to talk to you. They're trying to hook up. They listen to the things. They all got a cell phone in their hand. They're all rocking and rolling, reeling with the rain, and they're getting home before the 33rd parallel. And everything's gonna be wonderful. It's gonna be great. And they're coming wide open. Ain't enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to stop them. They running. They getting here, and they're here. And these numb nut whore bitch motherfuckers that ain't going to sin, they're going to die and wither in a piddle of awful squalor.
Man, okay.
So
what
make it are going to stay.
Are they aware of the vortex? Do they experience it like it's an elevator or something?
What does that? What does that mean, Bob? I had an orgasm. Did I enjoy it? I had an orgasm. Did I enjoy it? I don't know.
Are they aware of how fast they're getting here?
Bob, how do you have that? What is the coefficient of? Am I aware of what I'm aware of?
Yeah.
What's the coefficient of that? Come on now,
Bob.
You more than that.
Bob is the coefficient.
Bob, God damn! This is where Karen would say, "Bob, damn, you can't."
Yeah, we're gonna correct Einstein. It's gonna be E equals MC squared
Einstein.
Equals Bob.
Oh yeah.
E equals MC squared equals Bob, right? B, there's a letter B. B equals MC squared.
Yeah. So is that little B or big B? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a little
point.
B or a big B. Yeah.
And they'll have to say after they go EMC squared, they'll say on a bad day, on the bad hair day. That'll be the proviso, the qualifier. Okay, we're coming up close to the beginning. At the end, in Ion's, the greatest poem, Ion, oh shit, where is that? Ion, the greatest, perhaps Ion's greatest poem. We have one, this is the crucifixion. If the cross in the ground, that's the grounding of chromosome 14. I call that to put our products.
That's mystery ground. That's mystery ground.
That's
okay,
RNA
good.
Drops, 2011.
Yep.
Then you have the crown of thorns. Or Rose of Sharon.
Yep.
That's the three new amino acids.
No. The Rose
that's
of Sharon
one.
Is one of the three.
Yeah.
Three and one.
New.
That's one of the three. That's right. That's one acknowledged. Go ahead.
And that, I think, Carol made them in 2022.
Right? Did Karen make the amino acids? We're confused.
Yeah, that's the cover story.
Oh, okay. Yes. Of course. No worries. No problem. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting products in beside each point. The next one, the nails in the wrist. That's the synovial fluid replaces the spinal fluid. What product does that? What product?
It's not a product. That's not a product. That's the pineal gland. It changes that. But the iron that's providing the complete formula makes a stable coalescence. To allow that change to occur.
The iron,
the iron applied engages the pineal gland to shift the synovial glands to be moved to the brain, which replaces the spinal fluid. That's the point.
Right. So that's iron.
Iron,
the complete,
iron,
the complete
not
the
iron.
Formula.
There's not four.
That's Carolyn's iron.
Four syllables.
The complete
there's
formula
not,
iron.
There's not four vowels in iron. It's iron.
Iron. Okay, iron is a complete formula iron. Correct? Am I correct?
Iron.
No, that's the
iron?
One mineral we
no.
don't use. No,
that's
iron.
That's what she does not use. That's not. That's right. She said it right.
How come it affects? What makes it affect this spinal fluid?
It's the tactile interface. The tactile interface. We said this 9,278 times. It's the tactile interface that makes you come. It grounds you back to the iron. Fe. That's the mineral that grounds you to this position of little man or ascension. Carolyn says it's the differential, and she's very
good.
Smart.
Yeah, so I have for level four, nails in feet equals iron into chromosome 14. I had iron in that number four.
It's a grounding. It's what holds you up. See, the whole point, the iron is what holds you up. in an ever-changing environment. Environment. Ironment. An environment.
Right. Oh, environment.
It's what holds you. It's what holds you in that stasis. Because the stasis is the thing. Now, see, Carolyn looks at this correctly. She says the human meat sack body is fighting to stay alive in an ever-dying world. And every day of your life, you're getting closer and closer to what they call death, okay, or relief of life. Many people who die decide, I can't live like this. God damn, I ain't living like this no more. Fuck y'all and the horse y'all are ripping. I'm done. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, I'm done.
Let's go.
Done.
Come on. Hurry
they
up.
They check out.
Yeah, they check out.
We can hang out right now.
Yeah, the iron into chromosome 14, nails and feet, fourth level, that is not it's not iron, it's the tactile interface iron, the special iron.
Correct. Agreed. Okay. It's sloppy. You're pretty, Karen wouldn't put up with that. It's a little sloppy, but we'll let you get away with it for a minute.
Yeah, so the product I have to go for the fourth level, I don't have one for three, but maybe four. I had bread of life.
Realign.
But it's not bread of
life. Realign.
No, real. Not bread of life.
No, realign. That's what takes the trash out. Y'all still trying to take the trash out. Bread of life is the supernal. Bread of life is the supernal. That's what brings you to the upper level, the upper echelon, the degrees, the holy of holies. That brings you up to Herod's
porch view.
Watching
I know
the
that.
Porch. Yeah.
Fifth level, spear piercing the pericardium. That's, and living water spills out. So the product is living water, 2019, I call it, 2019.
Yeah, the spear of destiny, where the Roman soldier pierced the side of Christ to kill him because he'd been laying there too goddamn long and they were all sick of it. They wanted to go have a drink.
I know that. Yeah.
They were ready to go have a cocktail.
Yeah.
And so he pierced the side, and then when he pierced the pericardium, the water flowed first and then the blood. The water
the sixth
is...
level. The water is living water.
Yep. And the blood is the blood of the Lamb. And the don't stop there because you're fucking it up.
Listen.
The
spear piercing the heart.
The blood.
Okay, level six.
Yep.
Time's running out. The spear pierces the heart, level six, and I have that blood of the Lamb spills out. You have another word for the blood of the Lamb?
Perfect. Perfect blood of the Lamb. It's what changes the meat sack body. It's what allows humans to ascend. It is the conditioned response. It is ascension.
How do you get that blood? By taking our products and talking to Bob?
Or have a spear of destiny shoved up your ass or up your side and bust you open.
And
a nice autopsy. Karen says a nice autopsy will prove that. It's all good. We'll scrape the matter out of the bone.
And I said that's 2019.
Nice.
I'm saying 2019 because that's when I went to JW's home in July 2019.
We're not messing. Bob, you got this. You said the word.
Okay,
correct.
Carol, I'm going to finish
ahead,
this
Carol.
Up, Carol, and then we're over. So level seven, the stone blocking the cave. Listen, stone blocking the cave, arrow spot. That's the white stone or our eye block that makes the living water.
That is the white stone. That is the white stone, Bob.
Yeah. What do you want to say, Carol?
That where we can put the iron into it is when the nails pierce through the tissues, they get to the blood, and blood is very high in iron.
Yeah, and if it's not, you have to have Geritol. Remember Geritol, Carolyn?
That's
100 years ago. Geritol.
Is that
if you have
iron?
Iron
you get that
poor blood. If you have
is
iron
Geritol
poor blood.
Iron?
No, it's a vitamin that has iron in it.
It builds.
So Carolyn, I don't see where I have the word
poor
iron.
Blood.
I've got iron in nails and wrists.
Kevin had it.
Iron in chromosome 44. Where do I put iron in
iron.
Six? Perfect blood of the Lamb. You put iron in there?
No, I wouldn't put it there. I was
so
just
it's okay
trying to,
where it is. Yeah.
It's okay where it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob, how do you iron a shirt? Iron. Iron.
You know what this
says? Iron.
The iron is the one thing you don't use. It's the key. It's the only mineral in this chart. There's chromosome 14. There's amino acids. And then there's iron in 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. You know,
that's the trebler. Bob, that's what we're trying to say. That's what you use the best. Fe. Don't say iron. Say fe. You can't say iron. We don't know what you're talking about.
It's the trebler. And
just
you talked about the trebler earlier tonight. I came across the trebler. I divined it accidentally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carolyn, it's a happy day. God bless you, merry gentlemen. Let all you may come what may. Hey.